much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
How does it feel like? I'm serious, how does it feel like? I've only seen one person ever have it as much as you currently do.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hi, it's Lisa. I am going to be drinking a lot in the next few weeks because, you know, this time of year, things get crazy.
We call her Vagina Denny's because it's always open.
So much beef.
Lisa, may I love you? Can I put it in your... Lisa, may... Can I shove it in your...
Wake up, it's Smoke Sausage O'Clock.
Well, that cinches it. Lisa gets the prize for the best off-the-cuff response.
And now...
Wow, Lisa, I really admire your guts.
That makes you a bad person.
Our feature presentation.
Well, that was special.
That was nice. It was a little tribute.
Not even your birthday or anything.
I know.
You're getting so much love, Lisa.
So touched.
Let's see. I wish.
Bean's version of love right there.
Right?
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 10th of October.
What's crackling, people?
You know, just thug life.
Like we do.
Like you do.
Like we do.
Hey, cell phones, right?
Yeah, right? Who's with me?
I'm with you. You know that.
I was, I confess, I walked into a friend's house yesterday, and he'd left his door open. I was going to a friend's house. We're going to go out and have some lunch, and he's recording a podcast. So I just walk into his house and go in and sit down, minding my business while he's doing his podcast. And, of course, my phone goes off during his show, right? Because no one ever calls me. I didn't think to turn it off. I thought it was unlikely that it would ring. I didn't really think about it at all.
This happens more than you would think. And it's always the same response. Bean's phone rings. And he's like, wow, that never happens.
Right.
But he never changes his answer to, that happens occasionally.
And I bring that up because it happened on our show yesterday, if you'll recall. Rob Zombie's phone went off, right?
While he was doing his thing, right in the middle.
Lisa, your phone has gone off a couple of times in the last few months. It happens from time to time. And it's actually in the news right now. It might be an interesting phone topic, by the way. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But I wonder if our listeners have stories of where their cell phones went off and they got in trouble they weren't supposed to.
I'm sure at a funeral or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, in class, I would imagine you can get in big trouble. You know, a lot of schools will just take your phone away from you if something like that happens. Well, here's a courtroom in Lansing, Michigan. Judge Hugh Clark presiding. He's got a policy. If you don't turn off your cell phone, if your cell phone goes off, the phone will be seized until after your appearance before the court, and you'll be fined $50. No exceptions. It has happened about 10 times since he created the policy last year. Friday morning, he had a man in his courtroom who was sentencing for unlawful use of credit cards. His cell phone went off while his attorney was making arguments. The judge took his phone, added $50 onto the sentence. That was the policy. That's how he rolls.
You got to feel like a child when that happens, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
You do. You must feel like you're being scolded by your mom.
Right.
A few minutes later, in the same case, another cell phone went off in the courtroom. And the judge realized it was his own.
Awesome.
Now what do you do?
If I'm the judge, here's what I do. I go, whose was that? While I'm trying to silence it quickly.
Well, I guess we don't know. I guess we can't. I guess we didn't find out. I guess you're lucky you got away. Well, he upheld the law to the best of his abilities. He held himself in contempt of court. He pulled a $50 bill out of his pocket, gave it to the court officer. He said, why would I treat myself any differently? He said, that would make me a hypocrite. So he actually paid the fine for having a phone that went off in his own courtroom.
That's awesome.
Well, that's admirable until you find out that fine, it's all contributing to a huge party at the end of the year.
Sure.
Right.
It's coming back to him in the form of alcohol.
You bet.
But, I mean, it is kind of like, it's kind of like a politician who runs on morality and then ends up getting busted with a hooker or something like that. I mean, it is, there's some comedy in the fact that he's the guy who invented that rule. It's not like it was a rule. He laid it down in his own courtroom. He's the one who's insisted on it being so and enforcing it for everyone who appears before him. And then he ends up getting snared in it. It is pretty funny. But I'm glad the story had that ending where he held himself in contempt. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do in that case. I think if I'm the judge, I go, Isn't that ironic? And then you just move on with your day.
Break early for lunch.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm hungry. It's more embarrassing when you have a funny slash weird slash strange ringtone.
Yes.
Oh, off. Right.
That's right. Yeah. But it goes beyond just the regular bells, right?
Like I've got the fox.
You do?
Yeah.
For your ringtone?
Really?
Yeah. So when that goes off, it's like, and you're someplace where nobody has any idea what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to silence it as fast as possible because what you hear is ding, 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 ding from your crotch. And that's not really what you're looking
for. I used to have that Ding Fries Are Done song on my phone. I loved it.
I've got Cookie the Ticklish Penguin on mine. You guys remember Cookie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Never get tired of hearing Cookie. It makes me happy every time I hear that noise of that little penguin being scratched.
Every time you have input, it's strange.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought mine was weird with a fox. You've got a penguin going.
Ticklish Penguin. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah. Cutest little pig. Hey, Dave, call my cell phone. Here, let's share this with the kids. I don't think the kids have heard this in a while. This was a viral video that we played. It's been a couple of years now, I guess, since that video made the internet roundup. But let's see if Dave is listening in the other room because it'd be fun.
Is Dave even here? Do we know?
Dave is here. Yeah.
He's dialing right now. Okay. Here we go. It's Cookie, the Ticklish Penguin, ladies and gentlemen. Here it comes. Eventually.
This is.
Well, let's wait for Bean's cell phone to ring.
And Dave.
Cookie. Here comes Cookie. K-Rock.
There it is. How cute is Cookie?
That sounds like he's screaming.
That is one of the most annoying noises I've ever heard.
That's a baby penguin. They're tickling a little baby penguin on the belly. He's having the time of his life. He's so happy, Kevin.
You know what though? I'm not, because it's annoying.
Why do you hate America?
It's annoying.
Love Cookie.
I know you do. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
I'm not ready for that right now. So put it back in your pants, okay?
All right, Dave, that's enough.
Oh, yeah. Is that your phone?
That's mine.
They've been trying to dial that, by the way, for 5 minutes. What is wrong with you, Beer Mug?
No service in the studio.
Oh,
no, no service in the studio.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. We have a brand new internet roundup. We have actor extraordinaire Michael Chiklis on the program.
Oh, he's the best.
What's he doing now? I guess we'll find out, but doesn't it seem like it's been a long time since you've seen him in anything?
Yeah, I think it was Las Vegas. No, what was the last one he was in?
Yeah.
It was Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I think.
You're okay. Right.
From the Anaheim Ducks, we've got Ryan Getzloff.
Mm-hmm.
We have Teacher Did Playboy, and there are parents that want that teacher to be fired.
And I want parent-teacher conferences. That's what I want if I'm living in that district.
And a lot of them. And we want her to get a bonus. So I don't know what's going to happen with that.
I got a bonus.
I knew that was coming.
No. Nope. Kanye was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
He sure the hell was.
How did that go?
Kanye West. If you thought that he was going to come on and do a crazy, wacky video, no.
Okay.
If you thought he was going to come on and joke back and forth about it, no.
So does this convince you it's for real?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. He's humorless, that's for sure. And he sure has gunk in the side of his mouth.
I've never...
Ew, he's got the white stuff?
He's got gunk.
He does.
He's a gunk mouth. he has less of a sense of humor than I think maybe anyone I've met.
Wow.
It's crazy. And Machete himself. Danny Trejo on the program.
Yes.
Yay!
So we'll take a break and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Hear my whole thing. Kevin and Bean have been advising our listeners for years now that when you want to get out of going to work, here are the magic words that you say. I got it coming out of both ends.
Right.
Right? We've said that a million times because no employer or coworker is ever going to ask an additional question. Nobody wants to know.
Yeah, there's no follow-up where they go, oh, yeah, what exactly is happening?
Right. So it just works. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card. It gets accepted, and you go right back to bed. So we've been telling people that forever. So now when somebody on our show does it, like Ralph today, it makes me wonder, is he really sick, or do you just know that that's going to work? That we can't. There's no recourse for us at that point when he says it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, listen, my answer is good luck with that.
Yeah, he followed the plan.
I really don't care.
Apparently it did work, and he's sound asleep right now. We're a couple of working schmoes trying to do the showbiz beat here on a Thursday morning Kevin and Bean show. Let's start with something that we'll spend a lot more time with next hour, and that is Kanye West's appearance on the Jimmy Kimmel show. I take it that this was scheduled, like the day before they worked
minute,
it out.
Yeah.
Because the Arctic Monkeys were supposed to be on last night, for instance, and they got bumped because they gave Kanye the whole hour. Jimmy came out, did his monologue, did a couple of sketches, and then had Kanye out as his only guest. And
that Kanye, man.
Woo!
I thought I was going to die laughing.
He's a party. Lisa, at one point, he spoke for 8 minutes solid.
Whoa. What did he say?
He said a lot of things that all sound the same.
Yeah, but there is one particular clip that I wanted to mention here, because he said this on TV, and he was serious, and listen up.
By the way, I want to shout out the stars of the Walk of Fame right quick, because they said something about they're not going to put my girl on the Walk of Fame because, you know, she's a reality star. It's like people are so, so dated and not modern. It's like there's no way a Kim Kardashian shouldn't have a star on the Walk of Fame. It's like...
Who are these people applauding? Who in Jimmy Kimmel's audience sat there and applauded that remark?
No. I would guess they were Kanye fans.
Kanye fans, yeah.
I don't know.
I was thinking about this last night. It was very upsetting to me. I couldn't sleep last night thinking about, are there any reality TV stars that you think should have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No! No!
Any reality TV stars?
Some, there's an American Idol couple of people that are doing great started on American Idol.
They did more than be on TV. They used that as a launch pad and went on and had a career where they contributed to the world,
and
right?
And that's the only way it would count.
I wouldn't say that there are none, but I sure can't think of any that just did reality TV and for that they get a star on the Walk of Fame.
Would Kim Kardashian be on your short list, Kevin?
No.
But you weren't bringing up porn stars.
Right. Well, Jenna Jameson doesn't have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Why should Kim Kardashian?
All right, good point.
I just thought, look, you can say what you will about Kanye, and, you know, maybe he's delusional, but in this case, he absolutely is delusional.
Yeah.
Right?
He's crazy. He's crazy beyond words.
I just can't believe there are people who applauded for that. He should have been booed off the stage.
Yeah, I think on those talk shows, basically, they have an applause sign.
People are polite.
And people just do what they're supposed to do. I don't think they were judging the comment, which is absurd. Right. That was one kid.
And I'm sure that he loves Kim Kardashian, and I'm sure he's happy for her and proud of her and all the things you would be. You know, people look at the things people, nice things people say about their dumb, ugly kids. You know, people just, they root for their family. But it surprised me.
This story continues. Ralph told us about this yesterday. Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner are splitting up. They're getting a divorce. And again, Radar Online today has a story about the fortune that they have. And Ralph was right the first time. Supposedly, they have a $125 million fortune.
God.
I don't know what from. I guess from the E! Show, but...
Yeah, and being her kid's manager?
Probably.
Clothing lines?
Personal
appearances, too. Remember, members of that family can make $10,000, $20,000 or more just for showing up someplace.
She makes like 10 or 20%, right?
The story on Radar Online is that Kris tells her daughters all the time, you got to get a prenup, but she didn't. She wasn't thinking about that 22 years ago.
No.
So she's going to end up having to give Bruce Jenner, you know, half.
So happy about that.
I am, too. You know who's not? Kris Jenner.
You know, she probably didn't she didn't get a prenup at her time because she wasn't living in a world with any money, I guess, maybe. And now, you know, all of her kids are very, very wealthy. So I guess she realizes how much sense it makes for them.
Sure.
I don't know. We were speculating yesterday of what Bruce Jenner might have brought to the relationship. Like 22 years ago, what do you think he was worth? I guess we'll never know. But
I think he was probably worth quite a bit. He was such a successful athlete.
He was, yeah. Well, he's going to profit handily from this divorce.
And yes, that's, he is.
Why did he not divorce her years ago? If there's a big payday and you get away from Kris Jenner, that's a win-win, right? I don't know what your birthday parties are like, but Oprah is having her 60th coming up here. You remember there was a lot of coverage on her 50th birthday. Didn't she I don't know, she rented like a, or bought a 100-acre place and had the biggest party the Western world had ever seen when she turned 50.
Well, I don't remember that, yeah.
And it's looking like 60 is going to be the same thing. Some of her longtime friends, including Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, John Travolta, all the President and Mrs. Obama will be there.
What?
Being planned by celebrity party planner Colin Cowie, it is rumored that Beyonce and Diana Ross might perform.
Wow.
That's the kind of birthday party she's showing. That's
will Glenda be there?
That's roughly the same size as ours. As our birthday.
I mean, is that? Can you imagine living in that world? How crazy would that be if you have Beyonce playing your birthday party?
I guess, but she's been Oprah for a long time.
Yeah, it probably just seems like another day at the office for her.
Oprah.
That girl not invited. let's see. Wedding Crashers star Owen Wilson has been having an affair, according to Star Magazine, with his married personal trainer.
That happens a lot.
His married personal trainer is 6 months pregnant with his baby as well.
That also happens a lot.
That definitely happens a lot.
So that's happening. Apparently, she's actively separated from husband, but not divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's been training him.
Excellent.
You know what I mean?
Indeed. Today's celebrity birthdays, David Lee Roth, the first and best of all Van Halen lead singers, turns 59 years old today.
Yep.
God, I love him.
I don't so much. He's a rodeo clown to me.
Actor Bradley Whitford, who's done a lot of good work on television in recent years, but is perhaps still best remembered for his time on The West Wing, turns 54 years old today. Saved by the Bell's Mario Lopez is 40. NASCAR race car driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., one of the richest men in sports, turns 39 years old today. Marina from Marina and the Diamonds, Kevin, whose last name is actually Diamandis.
What?
Who knew that?
I didn't know Diamandis.
Diamandis is Marina's last name.
Obviously.
She's in Marina and the Diamonds. Maybe that's where she came up with the name for her band.
Odd.
She's great. She turns 28 years old today, and actress Amy Teagarden, still best known as Julie, Coach Taylor's daughter on Friday Night Lights, turns 24 today, and that's the showbiz.
I don't know if you stayed up to watch Jimmy Kimmel last night, but he had Kanye West on, and it was not a publicity stunt as much as it was Kanye West proclaiming that he is God.
Hmm.
Well, so, you know, when you are God, you're the one that has to tell everybody,
right? What's
he
supposed to do?
Right? That's
sure.
Your job.
Can't sit around and wait for everybody else to tell you.
Is he supposed to low-pro it? No.
And he doesn't. We're going to be hearing highlights of that interview coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin DeBean Show. It is must-hear, so stick around for that. First, let's take a look at some Kevin DeBean email. We got a lot of notes from the listeners on a lot of different topics, and the first one involves Kanye West, because we were just speaking a few minutes ago about one of the proclamations that Kanye made last night on Jimmy Kimmel's show was that Kim Kardashian deserves a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, that's comical.
So we all laughed and moved on. Kent writes in, "Dear Kevin DeBean, there's almost nothing I like about Kim Kardashian. I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed, but I don't think I like her enough to have her hang around for a second round." By the way, is that a compliment or an insult?
But not twice.
Right. Having said that, she really has changed how and what America watches on television. The same could be said of the guys on Duck Dynasty. A star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Considering how many C and D level actors and actresses are on the sidewalk that none of us have ever heard of, that they have stars, why not? Says Kent. So I guess his thinking is, if you're popular enough in entertainment, regardless of how you got that way, you deserve a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense, but it would hurt me. It would hurt me bad.
Of course. I mean, yeah, it would seem all wrong, but I can see his point is that if you know them on a national level for something, you know, I don't know.
Right. Dear Kevin DeBean, I heard your discussion recently where Ralph was bringing up what level radio is on the entertainment ladder. You know, Ralph Garman, who's out sick today, he hates radio, hates himself, hates his life.
Yes.
Because he's on K-Rock.
He doesn't hate his life.
He claims it's the lowest form of entertainment.
It's well, mostly you.
I'd like to show in my two sets, says Steve from Temecula. I was on the 134 freeway near Burbank recently when a beautiful Bugatti Veyron rolls up. I hope I'm saying that right. Rolls up
Bugatti,
alongside me.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with this car, it's an off-the-chart, crazy-fast, 16-cylinder, 1,000-horsepower supercar. When this thing hits 200 miles an hour, the party is just getting started. The first thing that came to my mind is, wow, that must be Adam Carolla taking his daughters to school. But I jockey past, and I look inside, and I see it's Simon Cowell with his trademark T-shirt and his S-eating grin. I kind of nod and give him the thumbs up. He waves and roars away. So if any of your listeners are considering a career in show business, let's recap. Bean Baxter Radio, Mini Cooper, Simon Cowell, television, $2 million exotic car.
Done and done.
Pretty accurate.
Well, when you put it that way, kids.
Pretty accurate.
Let's see here. Dear Kevin and Bean, I have heard your stories recently about what's up with Florida, and although I don't think I have an answer, maybe I can give some input. You know, we talk about it.
Florida's our most penis-shaped state.
Right. We talk about Florida all the time here on the Kevin and Bean Show and how it is they have the craziest amount of these stories that just you can't believe that could happen nowhere else but Florida. Like, yeah, why so many?
There's 50 states, and they don't have 30% of the stories. They have 80% of the stories.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
I was uprooted from California and brought to Florida kicking and screaming 7 years ago. I don't know what makes everybody so crazy out here, whether it's the humidity, the bugs, the inbreeding, but everyone out here is out of their effing minds.
I work as a
police officer and worked an accident this morning where a deer hit two vehicles. Both drivers were out of the car and arguing over who was going to take home the roadkill to eat it.
No.
Being from out west, I thought rednecks were a myth or an urban legend, but believe me, they are alive and well in Florida, and they continue to breed. I think they will soon be taking over the world. Please, Kevin and Bede, help me out of here alive so I don't become one of them.
Oh, you're one of them already.
Two more real quick. Our frequent contributor from the great state of Alaska, Jared, writes here, Dear Kevin and Bean, so the government shutdown must mean that the FCC is shut down, too. I say F-bombs and C-words for everybody. Let the profanity flow.
F-word, MF-word, S-word, G-word, D-word, GD-word.
I just have this
feeling that's the best we can do.
The government would still figure out some way to fine/fire us if any of those words made it on the air. And finally, Evan writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, for the love of all things sacred, and usually when you see that as the first line of an email, you know that you're in trouble for something, right?
What do we do?
We have to fire a beer mug, or we have to stop doing this, or keep doing that, or whatever. Here's what Evan has to say. Capital letters. Please don't ever stop playing Halloween Spooks, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah!
It's the greatest song ever, ever. It's not Halloween until I hear Halloween Spooks on K-Rock.
We don't have time for this.
Huh. Interesting.
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
No! No!
Ooh, ooh, ah. Halloween Spooks.
No
outside
way.
Outside my window.
No! No!
Halloween Spooks behind the tree.
No.
I wish that the children could see. But I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween Spooks outside my window pane.
Oh, my God, no way.
Yeah, so, we gotta take a break because we got those Kanye highlights. So
sing it if you know it, ladies and gentlemen. The great Halloween Spooks here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget there are lots of ways to get in touch with us. You can get to us on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. You can write to us on Twitter at Kevin and Bean, or just write to us on the good old email addresses, the person's name you're trying to reach at krock.com. Yes, Kanye and Jimmy Kimmel next on the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock.
Nope. So Kanye West was a guest on our friend Jimmy Kimmel's late night talk show on ABC last night. How'd that go?
I got to tell you, I love Kanye, first of all. I love his music, mm-hmm. and I love the fact that he's crazy. Because I think his music is great, and I listen to it all the time. But when he's not doing music, he's also providing us with a great amount of entertainment.
That's a good point.
I see. So whereas somebody like Jay-Z, you get 40 minutes of entertainment out of a year when he puts a new record out, Kanye is the gift that doesn't stop
right.
me.
And, you know, Jay-Z's out on his yacht. That doesn't help me. Kanye's mouthing off, and that helps me. So he got into a Twitter war with Jimmy Kimmel, and then last night he came on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and this was the introduction.
My guest tonight is a 21-time Grammy Award-winning performer who last month threatened his very existence by insulting one of America's most beloved television personalities. He had a big dumb fight on Twitter, but he was nice enough to agree to come and talk about it tonight. Please welcome Kanye West.
So Kanye comes out without a smile on his face, which I love, first of all. He's there. He means business.
Yeah.
And Jimmy addresses first if this is just a joke or some kind of publicity stunt.
Most people maybe even think this is some publicity stunt that you and I cooked up. But this isn't, right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone out there in TV world, real world, whatever world you stay in, needs to know that I've never done a publicity stunt in my life. Anytime I went up and spoke my mind, whether it put my career in jeopardy or whatever someone so-called said, it was always what I thought was the truth. So I don't do publicity stunts, period. So, you know, don't ever think that. You know,
yeah,
that, you know.
Yeah, me neither, yeah. Guys. Yeah.
All right, now. I'd like to point something out as Lisa Mae just looked at me weird.
Yeah, what was that sound?
This is not an edit. This is Kanye laughing.
It sounded like it was skipped.
I know. That's how he laughs. He goes, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That was really him?
Yes, listen. What the hell is that?
I've never heard that.
That's the best laugh ever. And that was a forced laugh, too. He was not having fun.
No, he certainly wasn't, especially in that first segment of the sit-down interview, man. He just looked like he was at the doctor's office.
So then Jimmy brings up the phone call. I guess Kanye called Jimmy, and that went well.
Well, this is the one person I know, so I can go and let out everything that I feel about every single bogus weekly cover, every single bogus skit, every single rumor in barbershop, everything that people feel is okay.
I love the fact that just because he thinks he knows Jimmy, he's seen him at a couple of weddings, and Jimmy mm-hmm. thinks he's a good guy, basically.
Yeah. Right.
So, but that means that now Kanye can tell him everything.
Well, and Kanye, and I think Kanye is also pointing out that, you know, et tu, Brutus? I mean, he felt betrayed because, the Star magazine is going to print crap about Kanye, but this is, in Kanye's mind, a friend of his. Why would he be coming at me, too? I think that's why Kanye was so hurt is, hey, I know that guy. Why is he talking to me?
And why is he upset at Jimmy? Jimmy had a little kids saying actual things that Kanye West had said. And
which
that,
is a bit Jimmy does all the time, by the way. Lots of other celebrities.
Yes, but that was not okay for Kanye.
To treat celebrities like zoo animals or act like what they're saying is not serious or their life is not serious or their dreams are not serious. You know, Jimmy, he does his thing and everything. I do my thing. And at a certain point, you know, these egos can flare up and everything. And, you know, we kind of just took it back to high school for a little bit. And that's, you know, that's what happened. So, yeah.
And I got beat up a lot in high school, so I didn't want to go back to high school.
We have to ask
that. The egos flared
up. Yeah, egos, yeah. Okay. Let me tell you something about Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't think that was the case.
He doesn't really have an ego.
No,
he doesn't.
He's the most egoless person, but Kanye has enough for both of them.
We have to ask Dr. Drew about Kanye. He has a persecution complex,
yes, he does.
Right?
Yes, okay. He does. So Jimmy, to his credit, points out that Kanye earns a lot of this crap that he gets.
But on the other hand, I also will say that a lot of times I think you bring it on yourself, this kind of misunderstanding about you. I personally found it odd to be in the position that I was in because, as you said, I often, because I don't know if you know this, a lot of people think you're a jerk. And I often, in my own personal conversations, say, no, I know this guy. He is not a jerk. I'm telling you, he is not a jerk.
I love that.
I do, too.
I don't know if you know, but a lot of people think you're a jerk.
Why does he think he's not a jerk? That's the part I want to
know. He had
know.
Met him in other situations at a wedding in different places, and it just seems
normal
like
social.
He got the idea that Kanye was, like, this is more of a PR
right.
person than in his personal life. He seems like a decent guy.
Okay.
That's what Jimmy was saying. And then, so then he went on.
I was really vocal about a lot of things that I've been dealing with over the past 10 years when I was putting in classification of, you know, just a celebrity. Because, you know, for me, you know, I'm a creative genius and there's no other way to word it.
That's true. There is no other way to word it. He is a creative genius. And if he didn't say
it. Don't believe
it.
Just ask him.
If he didn't say it that way, he would be lying. He said that. He would be lying.
I could care less about any of these cameras in all honesty. All I care about is my family. I care about protecting my girl, protecting my baby, and protecting my ideas and my dreams.
That's what he cares about. And he does not like the fame part of it. He does not like the photographers. He doesn't like any of that because he deserves to be treated like the god he is. Don't you get that idea, Bean?
He wants to be the most famous person in the world, but also live completely anonymously with all privacy.
You know, I'm only 36 years old. I have other goals and other things, and I'm going to use my platform, every platform, to stand up and say, I want to make something. I want to make the next Ralph Lauren. I refuse to follow those rules that society has set up in the way that they control people with low self-esteem.
Now, Jimmy could have left, by the way, at this point, because Kanye was on a roll. And I just tweeted out the link for the Jimmy Kimmel Show. There are six parts to this interview because it's so long. But then Kanye continues.
This is what I'm here to do. So when I compare myself to Steve Jobs or Walt Disney, Howard Hughes, David Stern, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Jesus, or whatever it is, I'm saying these are my heroes. These are people that I look up to. This is the type of impact I want to make on the earth. And now, even as a celebrity, blah, 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 I've reached a ceiling. And the way paparazzi talk to me and my family is disrespectful also.
He's reached a ceiling, meaning that people will not allow him all of the impact on Earth that he would like to have because he's just a rapper.
That's right. He's limited at being a superstar in one area, but he wants to have that kind of impact on lots of other areas, as he points out in the interview, in fashion, in education, lots of other things.
Education!
Yes.
Kanye West wants to rehab the United States education system.
He wants it to be the Secretary of Education, I think. His parents were both teachers, Lisa, and he has a lot of good ideas on how kids should be taught, but no one will listen to him because he's, quote, just a rapper.
Plus, he doesn't know anything about education.
You know what I'm saying? We bring something of joy to the world. When people hear my music, they have a good time. And I should be respected as such when I walk down the street. Don't ask me a question about something you saw in the tabloids. Don't try to antagonize me, because you know what? It's not safe for you in this zoo. You know, never think that I'm not from Chicago for one second.
Yeah.
He's threatening the world.
So he goes on and on and on about how great he is and blah, blah, blah. Wow.
Dear Kevin Bean, Jason writes in on the Twitter account, the reason Ye did not come out smiling is because Jimmy Kimmel didn't have any damn croissants for him. That's an excellent point.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
Coming up right after the top of the hour this morning on K-Rock.
He knows the score. He gets the women. And he kills the bad guys. Machete.
Yeah, machete himself. Danny Trejo coming up right now in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat this hour. It's our friend Lisa May. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Okay, so first of all, I want to retract something Ralph said yesterday.
Okay.
Which is that Khloe Kardashian is seeing The Game. It's just not true.
That was
it's
a rumor.
It was a rumor.
They've been seen together.
They have been seen together because she's part of his 60 Days of Fitness team.
Ah.
And you can't tell that by looking at her, but it's true. And I accidentally watched OMG the other night.
Oh, and Lisa, one that's of the worst of all of them.
Yes, it was truly an accident. One of the dudes on there said, he stood up and said, I'm going to tell you, this is not true. Lamar is The Game's homie. And they're pals, and they've always been pals, and he's just comforting her, and they're just friends.
So. Ah. Okay.
So people.
I would also like to suggest, Lisa, and I don't mean to offend you or any of the ladies listening to the show right now. There are some women that you will have sex with, but you will not admit to that to your friends. And that could be what's going on here with The Game and Khloe Kardashian.
That doesn't happen.
What I'm saying is perhaps they are together, but The Game's not bragging about it.
Well, I wouldn't either. Okay, so Khloe, but here's the interesting thing. Khloe was actually spotted with Lamar yesterday.
Oh.
They have not been seen together in quite a while, right?
What were they doing?
She was driving an SUV, and they were heading towards Kris Jenner's house.
Ugh.
I guess they were going to give her support after the news broke that Bruce Jenner escaped.
Oh, my God. Right? What are you doing to poor Lamar?
No wonder he's on drugs.
No kidding.
And left.
Poor Jerry O'Connell. The news broke yesterday, only two episodes of We Are Men, and it's been canceled.
Look, I wasn't happy about it. I just said it was obvious that it was going to get canceled because it was a terrible show. Through no fault of Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell. He's great in every show he does.
I agree.
But unfortunately, he doesn't always get cast in the best shows. Carpoolers.
Carpoolers was a great show.
He does have one weakness, and that's picking projects.
Yes. We had Jerry on Monday's show, remember?
Yep.
And I said to him, if your show's still on the air next week, please come back on next Monday.
And he said, I'll take you up on that.
He said he would come back either way.
Oh, did he?
Well, he did.
I know Kevin invited him, even if his show got canceled, please come in. But we did reach out to Mr. O'Connell yesterday, and we're told that Jerry's not doing interviews at this time.
Oh, damn him.
So I'm sad because I like Jerry, and we'll find something for him.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so how many of our people in our audience do you think know who Suzanne Summers is?
Some.
Not much, right? Few, yeah.
She's probably most famous for the Thighmaster infomercials at this point, but she was a big-time TV star back in the 70s.
And she's still beautiful. She's 66 years old. If you saw her, you would know who she was.
Right.
So she came out the other day.
She's gay?
And she said, no. Oh. And she said Miley Cyrus's theory that people over 40 don't have sex is wrong.
Well, I don't think that even needed to be responded to.
Wait a minute. Right. At 66, she still has sex with her husband twice a day. Yay!
I don't know if I buy that.
She said they have a little help because she's on hormones and he's on hormones.
Ah.
And she said, I'm going to be sorry that I said this, but what is it about men at 4 in the morning? Right? Right.
Right.
And then I'm really awake around 8 or so. So we have very busy mornings.
Huh.
So that's how she's still looking so good.
All right.
All right.
She doesn't need to, like, she has to share that with us, though, right? She could keep that to herself.
I was impressed.
Pretty hot.
Too much information, man.
By the way, I caught the internship with Owen Wilson and who's the other dude? Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, yeah.
On a plane.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
I saw that.
I liked it a lot.
It was better than I thought. Why do you bring
it up? Because Owen Wilson is having another baby. You know, this is the second time he's going to be a dad.
Yeah.
He had a baby with a girlfriend 2 years ago. They split 5 months after that baby was born. Now he's having a baby with his former personal trainer, who's married but separated from her plastic surgeon husband and getting a divorce.
Okay.
They're not together. Okay. They're not going to be together.
Okay.
But he's going to be involved in the baby's life, and he's really happy. He's just spreading his seed everywhere, is what
game.
I'm saying.
I saw him in Wedding Crashers, and he's great.
He does have good
game. He can lie, right? Easily.
When science finally figures out a way that humans can have sex and not get pregnant, my God, it's going to be crazy.
Do not speak of that science fiction myth.
All right, celebrity birthdays. David Lee Roth is 59. Bradley Whitford, who is on Trophy Wife, I don't know if that's going to last, is 54. Mario Lopez is 40. Maya is 34. And Amy Teagarden, who used to be on Friday Night Lights, is 24, and that's the show.
Thursday means Dr. Drew on the program later on today. Also, Kevin, you're going to be very excited. A real-life Anaheim Duck joins us 1 hour from right now. Ryan Getzlaff is going to be here. You going to be nice to him? Kevin?
Well, wait, do I have to be?
Yes.
Yes, you have to be. Look, I know you're a Kings fan, but you're a hockey fan, too. Be nice to our guest. And the great Michael Chiklis joins us at the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, though, could we be more excited? Hit it, Steve.
He was trained to kill.
CIA, FBI, DEA all roll up in the war.
Then left for dead.
I know what they did to your family.
And now he's back.
Machete.
For his most dangerous mission yet.
There's a revolutionary assault in the bar. He's got a missile aimed at Washington. Machete, go kick some ass.
The enemy may have a missile. But we have Machete.
Yes, we do.
Yay! One of our favorites, actor Danny Trejo, joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Danny, how are you, man?
Hey, big Kevin and Bean. Hey, Kevin, you don't got to be nice to anybody because Machete's got your back.
That's what I'm talking about. Machete has my back.
The best thing you've ever heard, Kevin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are great.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. It must be so strange for you, Danny, as a guy who's been in show business making movies for years and years and years and years and years, and now everybody knows you. I mean, I'm sure before people would come up to you and they go, I know that guy, but I don't remember where. But now everywhere you go, people must go, my God, it's Machete.
Yeah, exactly. My mom was calling me Machete.
This is a role that you and Robert Rodriguez came up with a long, long time ago that finally has come to fruition, has become such an icon.
Robert, when me and Robert were on Desperado, he goes, Danny, I got a role for you. It's perfect. And you don't even have to act. I go, what do I got to do? You just got to stand there and be bad.
You're like, I can do that.
I know how to do that. You know, so we've had a blast doing this. This movie, Machete Kills, we start with Sofia Vergara. We have Amber Heard. We have Amber Heard.
Yeah.
We have, oh, Amber, please hurt me.
Yeah, you have Amber Heard.
Did you know Sofia Vergara before?
Yes, I actually did two other things with her. I did a sitcom called Nights of Prosperity in New York, and then I did her show, Young Modern Family.
Oh, Modern Family.
Oh, how about that? I guess I missed that. Well, that's fantastic. She looks amazing in the role. Tell people who Sofia Vergara is playing. Tell us about Madame Desdemona.
I forget her last name. Her name in the... What's Sofia's character's name? I always forget.
Madame Desdemona.
No, Madame Gloria. She's Madame Gloria. She's just unbelievable. There are too many people yelling at me right now.
Oh, sorry about that.
She's got double D's that fire 9mm bullets.
Come on, everybody. Let's put those... Why am I the only one clapping?
Hey, check this out. We've got Alexa Vega. Now, that's the little girl from Spy Kids.
Yep. Right. All grown up.
Well, she's not a little girl no more, okay?
You played what, her uncle in that or something?
Uncle. I was her uncle in Spy Kids, man. So when she came out and then taps, you know, it's like seeing your daughter in a bikini for the first time.
You're like,
cover up. You're not wearing that.
It is insane that you mentioned already Sofia Vergara and Amber Heard, but listen to how many hot chicks are in Machete Kills. Michelle Rodriguez is also in it. Yeah, Zoe Saldana, Vanessa Hudgens. I mean, it's kind of insane. And then Lady Gaga, of course. Now, how is she as an actress, Danny?
Zoe's not in it, but... We have Michelle Rodriguez, we have Jessica Alba, we have Sofia Vergara, we've got Alexa Vega,
yeah.
We've got Vanessa Hutchins, we got and Amber Heard.
Yeah, yeah.
We applaud your casting, and we give you full credit, Danny.
I have a love scene with Amber Heard.
Oh!
And when Robert said action... He said, Amber, why are you laughing? Because Danny won't stop saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You should have done this movie for free, Danny.
You know what? Robert, thank God Robert's a friend of mine because he knows I would have.
That's right. Hey, let me ask you about a couple of the other casting, because one of the reasons that everybody loves these movies is the crazy people that you guys get together. Like Lady Gaga, she hasn't done much acting. What was she like on set?
Lady Gaga was amazing. I mean, she was just amazing. She showed up, knew her stuff, did it. I have her pots and pans at home.
What?
Because she cooks her own food. You know, she does like steamed vegetables, that kind of stuff. You know, she had some pots and pans. So when she was leaving, I said, Gaga, what are you doing with those? She said, well, I can't take them. I got them at home on the shelves. Got a sign that says, Lady Gaga from Machete Kills. She cooks.
You have the strangest life of anyone
I know.
I've ever met. Now, in our remaining moments with the great Danny Trejo here on the Kevin DeBean Show, let's all remember that Machete started out as a fake trailer in the Grindhouse movies.
That's
remember?
Right,
and then
right.
And then the public insisted that the movie get made. It was made. It was a big hit. Now we're back with Machete Kills, which is opening up everywhere this weekend. And I guess you guys are kind of already teasing Machete Kills in space, which might be the third movie. Is that for reals?
Wait till you see it. We're just seeing how it goes. And I mean, well, Robert's already got the ideas in his head, you know what I mean? So
Machete Kills in space. I'll watch these till the end of time.
We're going to James Bond Moonraker, right? You know?
Well, we've been waiting for this one for a long time. I feel like it's been done for forever, and it's finally coming out this weekend. And we can't wait to see it, Danny. We can't wait.
Rodriguez shot it in 29 days. So that's the kind of dedication. Everybody came in. Mel Gibson, Charlie Sheen, Damien Brashear, Cuba Gooding Jr., Antonio Banderas.
Insane.
That's insane.
No, wait, my friend, my partner my friend from Predator, Walter.
Walter Goggins.
Walter Goggins.
Walter Goggins. Yeah. Walter, man, I didn't forget you, Walter. I swear to God. I've been running like crazy.
Well, we know how...
Walter's small, but he looks kind of crazy. You ever notice, you know, it's like, and in this one, when you see him, I think you'll look at him under a different light.
I think he was the guy on the Shield, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he was great in that, too.
Yeah.
I like him in everything.
Yeah, but he seems like a guy that it doesn't matter if you beat him up or not, he's coming back.
Yeah. Well, the same could be said about you, Danny.
Now, out of all the people that you mentioned that are in this movie, how many of them do you end up killing?
Well, all but one. Mel Gibson gets away.
All but one.
Hey, spoiler alert, Trejo. Come on. All right. We are out of time. It's the movie we've all been waiting for. Machete Kills opens up everywhere tomorrow. Please go see it. Danny, we love you, man. It's always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I got a sitcom coming out, too, with George Lopez called St. George.
Well, whenever that's out, come in. Come in studio. Awesome. We'll talk about it.
I'm coming in. All right, brother.
Thank you, Danny.
God bless.
Bye now. Congratulations to Steven Diaz from Alhambra. Got tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars this Saturday, the 12th, at the Hollywood Bowl. And then the 14th, they're going to be playing the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock.
You get
tickets for both and another chance to win coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
I know you're going to be there, Lisa. The Red Bull Sound Space.
Are you kidding?
See your boyfriend.
I already have my chair set up. It's got my name on it. I go there every day after the show. I'm just set.
It just
camps out.
Yep.
I unfortunately cannot participate in this conversation because I have no memory of my youth, and I don't really remember anything about high school. I'm the guy who went to his high school reunion and didn't recognize a single person. That's me.
And that's so, because for a lot of people, just to make sense of it, he was touched.
I wasn't touched. I think it had something to do with the car accident.
Right.
So I don't have any stories to contribute in this arena, but I'm curious, Kevin, Lisa, even Beer Mug, I'm curious if you guys ever had any really attractive teachers teaching you that maybe you had fantasies about, or
I did not, and I would remember if I did.
I had a Spanish teacher who was super hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
the
how
only
old,
one in high old, school.
Was it all right, so you're in high school, so you're like 17. How old is he?
It's she.
Oh, how old is she? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. She was probably in her 30s, early 30s maybe. She's the only hot teacher. All my other teachers, you know, had the Kleenex and the sleeve.
Those were mine.
Yeah.
Mine was a 80-year-old woman who had a Kleenex that she would sneeze into, and then she would put it up underneath her sleeve, and we were all like, ew.
A lot of those.
How about you, Muggs? Do you have any hot teachers coming up?
I did, and when I was a sophomore, the history teacher, she was the hottest teacher I've ever seen. It was known around all of school. And, in fact, there was controversy. She got fired. Forget this. Showing a student the top of her underwear. And I wasn't even in the class, but I heard it happen, and that went right into the spank bank.
How did that happen?
Why?
How? I don't know.
You don't know?
She was just down. She was.
Why she wasn't she my teacher?
I know. She wasn't even my teacher, but I knew about her. And I mean, every guy in the school knew about her.
Can you help me with my math homework?
Oh my God.
I teach history.
I
don't care.
When we found out about that, even for the guys not in the class, we're like, of course. My gosh.
Now, Lisa remembers her attractive teacher in high school as being in her early 30s. How old do you think this teacher was?
She was about that. She was, late 20s, early 30s, and oh my gosh.
What's going on? Because, Kevin, your teachers were all like 80.
Yes.
What's going on with these teachers that are in their 20s, which apparently is a thing now?
There's I don't know why that didn't happen for me.
There's a story in the news right now that we're going to want some calls on. We're going to want to hear your perspective on this one because this is it's dividing a Dallas suburb. There's a teacher there who is 21 years old.
So far, so good.
She's a Spanish teacher. She's 21. Now, she's teaching high school students. So she's teaching to 16, 17-year-olds, and she's 21.
Yeah.
That's got to be difficult for all concerned, I would imagine. Well, the reason there's controversy is because it has been discovered that 3 years ago, right when she turned 18, she posed for Playboy. Actually, just for Playboy.com. She did video and pictures for Playboy.com. So as you can imagine, 3 years later, she's still incredibly attractive. In fact, I'd go so far as to say, well, the words of the late, great Van Halen, I'm hot for teacher.
Remember the teacher that was walking up and down that table?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a distraction. Not that it's the young lady's fault. She just happens to be very young and very beautiful. It has to be a distraction for these students in this class. And then once they found out that she posed for Playboy, that's all anybody's talking about in the school.
So there are parents.
But what's the controversy?
There are parents, and there is even a Facebook group now trying to get this teacher fired from teaching Spanish in the school because
she should get a bonus.
And by bonus?
Yes, that's what I mean.
So the question is, what do you think? Give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Are you on the side that says, well, listen to what it's they have morals clauses, apparently, for teachers in this great state of Texas. The educator shall be of good moral character and should be worthy to instruct or supervise the youth of this state.
She's
is what
both.
It said. Are you automatically not a moral person if you pose for Playboy? Is that what we're saying here?
It's not what I'm saying.
It's certainly not what I'm saying. Look, it doesn't mean you can't still be a great American and a terrific teacher just because you were awesome enough to take your clothes off doesn't discount all of that.
And if she hadn't taken her clothes off, she's still crazy hot.
And all the
kids are going to be like totally in love with her.
She's 3 or 4 years older
That's
than her students.
Happen. That's
crazy. And I'm sure she gets paid crap, so she had to take her clothes off to make earn a little
That's
extra
right.
money.
That's yeah. right. What's going on yeah. here?
Give teachers a raise.
Yeah.
What the... One parent complained, are her male 16 and 17-year-old students looking at her without picturing her nude? By the way, we have news for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're picturing her nude. They're picturing all the teachers nude, whether exactly. they posed in Playboy or not. The only difference is now they can go to their smartphone and they actually see her naked. They also – this teacher – this parent also points out, and for the female students, is this someone they can respect as an educator, someone that they can look up to?
I'm sorry. Look at today's society. Look at Kim Kardashian, what she's famous for.
Right.
That's done.
Right.
That ship has sailed.
Okay. So let's welcome them with open arms.
That's what I'm saying. Lisa's down. So, yeah. All right. So there are parents who don't think this teacher should be allowed to teach in Texas public schools because she was a model for Playboy.com before she became a teacher. Others are saying, look, she's a human being and she's allowed to do other legal things. It doesn't have any impact on her job whatsoever. What say you? 1-800-520-1067. James, you hang on. We'll get to your call first. We'll take everybody else's right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kevin. Talking about the hot teacher in Texas, some say she should be fired because it was revealed that 3 years ago, she's 21 now, 3 years ago when she was 18, she did some nude modeling for Playboy.com.
I need to go back to high school.
Carl writes in at the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, what the hell is her name? I'm in traffic with a half chub and I need to see this teacher. Well, click on over to Kevin's tweet because he tweeted out her Playboy video. I think you'll be very pleased.
It's all right.
Ivy writes in, I was a teacher at 21. It's already a complicated relationship with students just a few years younger. Adding sexuality is dangerous. Look, the sexuality is already there. She's a smoking hot 21-year-old. Right. That's going to be a disruption anyway. But you can't fire her because she got naked 3 years ago on film.
No,
you
should pay her more.
So we're taking your calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. Is she too much of a distraction for the boys? Is she not enough of a role model for the girls? I promised James we'd go first. He has a ridiculous theory to get us started here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, James.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So my whole thing is like two things. One, if she's a great teacher and the kids are passing and she's educating them, why should she have to lose her job? And two, she didn't post for anything like Hustler or like any of those other magazines. Like Playboy is very high class, you know, they're very artsy with it and they make sure that everything's taken care of, well detailed.
I totally agree with you on the difference between Playboy and Hustler and the other ones, but I'm not sure the parents who are complaining would see that distinction.
Right. I think their problem is that she got naked on film, not who she did it for. I think that's the beef here.
But the thing is like, I don't know. It's like, you have to pick one of two evils. Like, at least she wasn't doing, like, a hardcore porno film.
All right. Like, I'm with James.
Yet.
I'm with James. She's going to do that next year.
After they fire her.
Right.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Sean. He's on line three up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Sean.
Hi. I think it's wrong. If the students are distracted, then that's on them, you know?
Well, they were going to be distracted
wait,
anyway,
if the students
right?
are distracted, it's on the students?
I mean, listen, people do anything that they can to get through college, trust me.
Agreed.
I'm pretty sure she's not the first teacher to do something immoral to get through college.
That, by the way, take it easy with the word immoral.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything immoral about it. But let me ask you this. Let me just play devil's advocate
That's
for
my
one
woman.
Second, Sean.
I mean, listen, I'm totally all for women's rights. So, I mean, I think it's just I think it's wrong how I'm pretty sure some of these ugly parents are just mad that, you know, they're at home making dinner and there's this smoking hot teacher.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just.
But let me ask you this question, Sean, and that is, what about the argument, hey, there are lots of teachers that are out of work. We could put somebody in the classroom who's not a distraction, who doesn't bring this baggage. Fair or not, those people are out there and exist. Why do we need to put up with hassles because of we've decided to hire this one?
But wait, are those other people ugly?
Well, I mean, that's why. There's going to be an argument for anything. If a person's too ugly, that's a huge distraction.
It could be a bigger distraction. Correct.
That's why those people just go into radio. All right. Thank you for the call, Kyle. We appreciate that. All right. Let's go to Maggie. She's going to change it up for us a little bit. She's on line 7. She is coming from the parent's perspective here. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Hi.
Christine and Lisa.
Hi. What do you think?
I've been with you for a very long time, and I am a mother of a 5-year-old.
Right.
And first of all, I want to comment on Sean. Not every parent is ugly.
Well, I think.
But you are just home making dinner, right? That's all you do.
We're trying to take care of our family.
Of course, yes.
So here, the moral is I think that she shouldn't be fired, but it is a very big distraction, and I think she should perhaps go into a younger age, perhaps even elementary school type of environment where they're not as aware of the sexual orientation in school, and, you know, it's not really talked about as much. But I think as a parent, it's really hard for us to respect that type of decision because we do everything we can to protect our children and to educate them, and I think that's kind of veering them towards the wrong education.
Wait a second.
All I heard from that whole last sentence was it's really hard.
What do you mean you're trying to veer them away from that kind of decision? She's not in the classroom encouraging other people to pose naked, you know. Wait, she's teaching Spanish.
Yeah, but kids, you know, they talk and they encourage each other, and things can really get fired up in the school, and it could be a real big distraction. And I think personally, I love you guys so much. But you guys are thinking like high school students and not like parents.
Well, that shouldn't surprise you, number one.
Yeah. If you love us, you know that's the case.
All I'm saying is, what does it have to do with her ability to teach? She could be a teacher.
I think she's being in that close range of an age, being only 21.
So you think the fact that she's 3 or 4 years older and the boys that are in her class are thinking all about sex all the time already?
All the time. And I'm sure, I mean, I don't even let my son see me naked and he's only 5 years old. So,
well, are you ugly?
Oh, I'm sorry, we already
handled that. You're missing the point.
Asked and answered, my bad.
Maggie, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. Let's go to one more. Let's talk to Christina. Christina is a teacher, so we got the mom's perspective.
All right.
Now let's get the teacher's perspective. Hi, Christina.
Hi, you guys. I'm really excited to talk to you. I've been listening to you since I was like 13. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello,
hi,
Christina.
Thank you so much. So you hear a story like this, and this hits you right where you live. This could happen in your school.
Yeah, and I'm 28, and I teach middle schoolers. And already with that kind of age gap, they're already way too in tune with, like, the fashion, like, the clothes that I wear, even the boys. So I'm thinking in terms of, like, an academic and a professional standpoint where the kids feel like they might be able to push her over because they feel like she's like an older cousin or maybe like a friend who's in college.
Wait, what do you mean? Just her age, which is really your issue.
What do you mean push her over?
Meaning not respect her.
Not respect her. Like that's something that I experienced my first year 3 years ago with 14-year-olds.
Right.
And I was like, I'm at least 10 years older than you. Automatically, you don't respect me. And they don't.
Oh, that's. But that's the case with all 14-year-olds, regardless of. Of what
true.
Teacher?
It's so true, which is why I'm saying, like, if she's barely 4 years older than them, her classroom management probably sucks, and she's not able to teach them constructively.
So you agree with us, she should get a raise.
I'm only, whatever she did in the past, that,
right.
like, doesn't even matter, the fact that she's too young for high school, I agree with that mom. She should be teaching, like, elementary or even like sixth grade or something.
So you're
like that.
So this call could have come from you, Christina, as a teacher, even if the Playboy element were not involved in this story. You just don't think 21-year-olds should be teaching high school.
Totally. I would have called anyway. And on top of that, like, technology is so advanced, and these 13-year-olds have, like, they're looking up their Instagram and stuff during class, and they probably take their phone.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So yep. It's like, what's to keep a 16-year-old from looking up a video of this woman while she's in front of them teaching.
Not a damn thing. God bless America. Christina, I'm glad you called. We appreciate very much you listening. I'm going to let Robert have the last word in Covina. He writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, I think she should be fired from that school and should join the Kevin and Bean show and do traffic.
That's what I'm talking about.
We were just talking about that teacher in Texas who they're trying to get fired because she did Playboy. I don't know if you remember South Park. When they went to the teachers and to the principal and told them that they had a teacher who was having sex with a kid, how that turned out.
I attend South Park Elementary, and one of the teachers is having sex with a student.
Oh, my God! This is terrible. You did the right thing telling the police, Brad. Now, who is the teacher? What's his name?
Well, it isn't a guy teacher. It's a woman.
A woman?
Yeah, she's having sex with a boy.
Oh, but she's ugly, right?
Well, no, not really. It's the kindergarten teacher, Miss Stevenson.
The blonde?
Yeah.
Some young boy's having sex with Miss Stevenson?
Yes.
Nice. Has she performed oral sex on him?
I think so.
Nice. Nice. So wait, what's the crime? The crime is she isn't doing it with me.
Well, we haven't seen a Playboy teacher having sex with any of the students yet, but we'll certainly break in immediately if that news makes itself available. Coming up right after the top of the hour, we'll talk some hockey with the center and captain of the Anaheim Ducks, Ryan Getzlaff, will be joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. In for Ralph Garman today, it's us, Kevin and Bean. The one story that everybody is talking about is Kanye West's appearance on Jimmy Kimmel last night. I sense that this was thrown together rather quickly.
Yes.
And Jimmy just pretty much blew out the rest of the show, canceled the Arctic Monkeys, who were supposed to perform on the show. He's going to try to reschedule them for next week, and just had Kanye sit in the chair all show long, pretty much. And there were some highlights. We've been talking about it all morning long. Here's something else if you want to hear how outraged Kanye got at one point talking to Jimmy Kimmel about how difficult his life is as a big celebrity.
The way paparazzi talk to me and my family is disrespectful also. You know what I'm saying? We bring something of joy to the world. When people hear my music, they have a good time. And I should be respected as such when I walk down the street. Don't ask me a question about something you saw in the tabloids. Don't try to antagonize me, because you know what? It's not safe for you in this zoo. You know, never think that I'm not from Chicago for one second.
Curious what Kanye West's attorney would say to him as a guy who's facing charges for assaulting paparazzi at LAX right now.
First of all, it's paparazzi.
As a guy whose case is winding through the legal system right now, is it a smart move to go on national television and basically say, hey, paparazzi, I'm going to beat your ass if you ask me a question I don't like?
Yeah, that
doesn't really seem like that's helping his case much, right?
No, not a bit.
Anyway, you definitely have to check it out if you haven't had a chance to see it. It was definitely must-see TV. Congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel for bearing the hatchet. Now he's going to have to move on. Who's his next rap feud going to be with? We don't know.
Clint Eastwood, 83 years old, still getting it done.
83?
Has a 42-year-old girlfriend.
Of course he does.
83-year-old Clint Eastwood has Erica Tomlinson Fisher, who is now living in his Los Angeles home.
Wow, that was quick.
83-42.
Now, Lisa, ordinarily you don't want to date a guy who's 40 or 50 years older than you are. But if it's Clint Eastwood, is he cool enough that that works, or is he still just a wrinkly old man?
I don't know. Did I see the chair video?
You saw the chair video.
No. he's bye-bye.
You don't remember the chair video when you're with him, though, do you?
Come on.
He does.
I don't care. 83. He can be in the greatest shape of an 83-year-old ever. He's still smushy.
You look at him and you can go, that guy's 83.
But he's not just cool enough because he's Clint Eastwood, or he's not famous enough, or he's not rich enough that you can just kind of close your eyes and make it work.
Come on, rich enough.
What's your upper limit, Lisa? If it's not 83, what is your upper limit?
50?
Wow.
No, we know that's not true.
Tough room. Today's celebrity birthday is the great David Lee Roth, by the way, who is the all-time best singer of Van Halen. Is almost 60 years old. He turns 59 today. Actor Bradley Whitford.
Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
Actor Bradley Whitford, probably still best known for his years on The West Wing, but currently seen on some show called Trophy Wife that's on the schedule this year, is 54 years old today. Very funny guy. Terrific actor. Mario Lopez turns 40 today from Saved by the Bell and Extra, which basically means he's working at the Grove these days. NASCAR race car driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. turns 39. Singer Maya is 34 today. Amy Teagarden, who is Julie, Coach Taylor's wife, daughter on Friday Night Lights, is 24. And Marina of Marina and the Diamonds. What a great singer she is. I love her and I love her band so much. She turns 28, and that's the show. Kevin, what were you doing when you were 22 years old?
Throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
I think that's about right. You know what our next guest, Ryan Getzlaff, was doing?
What?
Winning the Stanley Cup for the Anaheim Ducks. That's what he was doing when he was 22.
It's a little better. A little.
He is still with the Ducks and will be on the ice tonight for their home opener down in Anaheim. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the captain of the Anaheim Ducks, Ryan Getzlaff. Hi, Ryan. How are you, man?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Doing fine. Must feel good to get home. It's got to be weird when you open your season on the road. It must not feel like it's real until you get home, I bet.
It is. You know what? It's a different experience, especially when you're playing other people's home openers. They're always so excited to play and all the other stuff, and it kind of seems like a routine for you.
Now, you're playing the New York Rangers. They've been on the road. They have like a 9-game road trip because they're working on their rink. Do you think getting them late in the trip helps?
I don't know. It all depends. I mean, teams get better as they play more, and I think that no matter what time of the year, if you're playing a lot of games, it can wear on you a little bit. So we're hoping that that's the case, obviously.
What about the fact that the Sharks beat the Rangers 9-2?
Well, they're going to be angry, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Ryan, last year when you had that strike-shortened season and you only had to play 48 games, there were some people who said, hey, this is pretty cool. We should make a shorter season every year. It's great. They sensed that it would be great for you guys because you're able to stay healthier for most of the season. What was it like for you? Did you like it in some ways better, or are you glad that the season is as long as it is?
I bet none of those people own hockey teams that take care of revenue.
Yeah, we don't really talk to those people.
No, it was, you know what, it was fun. It was, it was kind of one of those things where it was a sprint to the finish, and, it was fun to just get out and play. And last year, kind of a lot of the distractions and practices and all that stuff were kind of taken out of it. You just played games, and us players, we enjoyed that.
Yeah, I imagine so. Now, you've been playing hockey like all good Canadians since you were a little tiny kid, but a lot of people don't know that you played a lot of baseball, too. You also played football. You also played volleyball. Was it always going to be the hope was always going to be professional hockey, or was there a time in your young life that you didn't know which sport you wanted to pursue?
I was different. I mean, there was a time at one point where I thought I was going to try and go baseball and go the school route and all that stuff, but hockey just kind of took over, and I talked to a few people when I was about 14, 15 about going the baseball route and stuff, and hockey just seemed like a better fit, and I think my passion was kind of always really there.
I got to tell you the difference, and this is Kevin speaking, and I hate baseball, and I know I'm in the minority. I understand that most people like baseball, but wow, is that a boring sport. Man, did you pick the exciting one. Much better choice.
More injuries in this one, though. I don't
sure.
think I would have got my face split open in the baseball.
There's place. Injuries, and you could be fat in baseball, too, for that matter. So you wouldn't have to be in shape.
That's a good advantage.
That's right.
Sure. So tonight is the home opener for the Anaheim Ducks. What do they have planned? I know there's always a lot of bells and whistles. Or do we have any presentations or retirements or anything like that? What are we doing tonight, Ryan?
Well, we don't have any retirements unless Tamo decides to retire. But I think tonight it's all about the fans in the start of the season. I think that we're going to have the big red carpet thing going on where we get to walk in and see all the fans and shake hands and sign some autographs on our way into the rink, and people can see what time we actually get to the rink at tonight.
Uh-huh.
What time do you get there? Like 7?
No. We get there. I wish. We get there about, I'll be there at probably 4 o'clock today.
4 o'clock.
I'm on my way there now, too, so.
That's just silly.
You're a slave.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Just grinding it out, you know?
Now, I've got to ask this question, and maybe I'm asking you to just guess, because maybe you don't know. But I see a lot of highlights on SportsCenter lately of what looks like more fights in the first week of the season than I can ever remember. You've already been part of a pretty big one yourself, Ryan. Am I wrong, or is there a lot of that going on right now? Are you guys, like, shaking out the cobwebs to get the season going, or what's happening?
I don't know. I think the emotions of the season just got pretty high. I think that everyone was pretty excited to be back, and when you get in emotional games, those kind of things happen. So it's good for hockey. I think it's exciting, and people want to watch that stuff.
As a hockey fan, there are always a lot more fights earlier in the season, because I imagine as you get later in the season towards the playoffs, you start thinking, hey, I can't get hurt or whatever. I can't get suspended. And it seems like there are a lot fewer fights as the season goes on.
Well, that's probably true. I don't know what the stats are on it, but it's the way the season goes, guys get tired and the games get a little bit more important. And I can't really afford to be in the box for 5 minutes towards right. the end of the season, I don't think.
Right. And I wonder sometimes how much of it is a thought process. All right, I'm making a conscious decision to get into a fight, like that fight that you were in last week with, was it Downey in Colorado? Or how much of it is just it's a flash thing where you're ticked off and you just kind of lash out at it?
Well, I don't do that much. Most of my fighting is pretty conscious effort. I mean, aside from a couple of them, but that one obviously, you know, he was kind of going after Lovejoy, and there was an opportunity for me to stick up for a teammate and try and get some emotion in our group before we go into the next game.
That's just part of being a good captain, right?
I hope so.
This is the voice of...
I don't like getting punched in the face. So.
I'm guessing not.
Ryan Getzlaff is on the phone here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. He is the captain of the Anaheim Ducks. Before you go here, Ryan, I'm so fascinated by the fact that if I understand correctly, you are not on Twitter, right?
I am not, no.
That makes you less than human, my friend. We live in 2013. How do you live without being on Twitter?
I don't live on any social media, if it makes you feel any better. I don't have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of that stuff.
You have a computer?
I have a computer, okay. But I only watch movies on it.
Wow. You're off the grid, Riot. How do you keep in touch with, like, your friends and family? I mean, do you text at least?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of texting with friends and stuff back home. And then my kids and my wife and stuff, we do Facebook, FaceTime. And Skyping and stuff like that. But.
Okay. All right. So you're not a Luddite or anything. Not. You are aware that this technology exists. You just choose to avoid some of it.
I choose to avoid it, yes. I don't have time to sit and tweet about everything I'm doing. I got two kids and one on the way.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that, and congratulations on the home opener tonight. Tonight it's against the New York Rangers. You got the Ottawa Senators coming in on Sunday. You got the Flames next week, the Coyotes. It's very exciting to always have hockey back in Southern California. And I know a team like the Ducks is a team that's good enough to win it all. And I'm sure that motivates you every single day as you drive down there, because, that's the prize. And we wish you nothing but success, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. We're really excited about tonight. And we got the launch of the new restaurant in the building and the whole new terrace and stuff that we built at the rink, so it's going to be great.
Well, congratulations, Ryan. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Wow, I tried hard. I had a lot of jokes that I wanted to make there.
I bet you did.
Why do you hate Kevin?
Because I'm Kings.
Right, I get you're a Kings fan, but
everything he said, I came up with a slam. I was like, nope, keep your mouth shut.
You need other teams to exist beat, in the right. world so that you have someone to play.
To beat. You,
you can't hate just
you
because
have to hate. Are you any kind of a sports fan?
Yes, but you don't have to hate.
In hockey, you have to hate.
You can be happy to. You can be happy.
I'm happy
to beat
for the
them.
Ducks fans, and I hope they go all the way until they hit the Kings, at which point they stop dead.
All right, we'll all just right. have to leave it there. Right. How about a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup?
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt in, drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Good back. batch today. If you want to head on over to kevinandbean.com or krock.com, the Internet Roundup is where we take all the best viral videos of the week, put them in one location for you. By the way, Kevin, you're going to want to check it out because last night while we were watching Kanye on Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon had as a musical guest Elvis.
Oh,
they came
the
out
guys
saying,
that did What the Fox Say?
They performed it live in costume on Fallon's show last night. That's part of the Internet Roundup if you want to check that out. A couple other great videos for you this time. We talked about this earlier in the week, but this is the Telekinetic Coffee Shop Surprise. This is a promotion that they did for the movie Carrie that's getting ready to come out that looks awesome, by the way. Remake of that prom movie from the 70s. And they rigged this place up Hollywood style so that unsuspecting customers would be in there and this girl would get angry at another customer and start doing telekinetic things. And books start flying off the shelves and it just chairs start turning over and it looks like she has unbelievable powers.
She flies up against the wall and starts going up toward the roof.
And you can tell in this clip that people, when she started doing that, they freaked the F out.
Just get away from me! Whoa.
And by the way, I would have done the same thing. It was crazy what unfolded in front of them. Overly attached girlfriend is back. She's the girl who's very pretty. She's got those big wide eyes and everything she says sounds like a threat. Well, she has a very funny new video where she's reading the lyrics to very popular Taylor Swift songs. Now, when cute little Taylor sings them, they're all, you know,
stop
sweet and lovely.
Stop with the cute little Taylor.
When Taylor sings them, they're all cute and lovely and romantic. But somehow when overly attached girlfriend gets a hold of those lyrics, everything sounds like a stalker song.
All I know is we said hello, and your eyes look like coming home. When I fell hard, you took a step back. Without me. Without me. Without me.
Age five clinger there.
She sounds like she's coming for you. There's a new video on the Internet Roundup this week that is a recap of the first three seasons of The Walking Dead ahead of its return coming up later this week. I'm not sure who the guy is who had the time to make this video.
I made it.
But here's a little piece of what that sounds like. You got to check out the whole thing.
The walks. Don't you get bit. Bites kill you. But then after a while,
can't wait. I can't wait for Sunday.
We always ask how long it takes to put videos like this together, Kevin. Now we can ask you. How long did it take?
That one took a while because it was three seasons worth where I was just trying to find highlights to play. Mm-hmm. But I don't sleep much. So
it's very good. It's very well done. Billy Eichner, who does the Billy on the Street bit that's always very funny, where he attacks people and puts them on a game show, whether they want to be on or not, in New York City, had a very special edition called Obamacare or Shut Up. Now, Olivia Wilde is his contestant this time. Billy yells out something, and Olivia has to either yell Obamacare if it has to do with the new health care plan, or Shut Up if it doesn't, and it's very funny.
Neil Patrick Harris is so multi-talented.
Shut up!
Yes, correct. If you're sick, insurance can't limit your benefits cap.
Obamacare!
Yes, correct. Gwyneth Paltrow is in a movie about sex addiction.
Shut up.
Well, it's true. Malin Ackerman belongs on television.
Shut up.
It goes on and on. I love Billy. Very funny. Well, here's the latest in a sad, sad parade of videos where people find an injured pet and they nurse it back to health and then they go to release it into the wild. And what do you think happens to this little bunny?
It's a cute little bunny, too.
Cute little bunny that they hope is going to be reunited with his bunny family and live happily ever after. You guessed it. A hawk appears out of the sky 5 seconds after they let this buddy go.
It had 5 seconds of freedom.
That's your mommy. Go get her.
Yeah, that buddy's gone.
It's not as funny except for all of the love and the time that she put into the rehab of that bunny. You can just see it on her face. It's just a disaster.
And that bunny is now breakfast. Somebody has put together the video of the new Britney Spears song. What's it called? Working bitch. And put it together with our favorite Breaking Bad bitch moments from actor Aaron Paul as Jesse. This is called Breaking Brent.
Bitch! Bitch! Bitch!
This one looked like it took a long time, too.
There's a lot of editing.
One more video on this edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, but there's so many more that you can see at kevinbean.com or krat.com. And this is the best Halloween news bloopers ever. Halloween is right around the corner, and somebody has done a great job. Most of the videos are people on news sets. They're like anchor people behind the desk, and costume characters come running out and just assault them.
And there are probably like 50 of them. It's a huge collection.
And they just freak out. But I think the all-time great Halloween news blooper that happened was down in Oregon a couple of years ago, and I'm so happy to have the return of this guy on the Internet Roundup.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're a great zombie.
I want an update on that kid. I don't know what's going on with I Like Turtles kid. Anyway, check it out. The hand bra by Rebecca Romaine is great. There's an outtake that didn't make the TV on the Eric Andre show that you have to see. You can see all these videos and more at krec.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Dr. Drew is the co-host of the very popular Loveline program 5 nights a week here on good old K-Rock. And, of course, he's the host of Dr. Drew On Call on HLN Monday through Friday at 6. And he joins us every Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Doc.
Gentlemen.
How was it getting hit in the face with a cake by Steve Aoki on Loveline the other night?
How crazy was that?
You know, I don't get that.
Well,
I don't get that he does.
Either, but I was talked into it by a lovely phone screener, Krista.
Sure.
And
she did the right thing, first of all.
She brought the cake.
Yep.
She insisted it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it. Steve seemed very excited to let me have it.
He was very excited. And we talked to him yesterday morning.
And
he said, I couldn't believe Dr. Drew was down. It was good with it.
That's always a nice thing to say after the fact.
Well, apparently it's some sort of an honor.
Well, yeah, it's what I found. And then I woke up the next morning to like a billion social media hits where people all over the world were like down with this thing. And
you're not used to that, are you?
No. None of that. So the two surprising things were, A, the fact that this thing actually seemed to mean something to people.
Oh, yeah.
And B, surprisingly pleasant. Surprisingly. Shockingly so. It has a sweet smell, nice taste. Really, rather enjoyed it.
It's probably the best thing you've ever been hit in the face with.
For sure.
Yeah. And Steve's a great guy. We really enjoyed hanging out with him yesterday, too. All right. The thing we want to talk to you about, Dr. Drew, what was that book that you wrote about celebrities?
Yes, The Mirror Effect, Narcissism. And it's
okay.
Yes.
What does that have to do with Kanye Bean?
Right, exactly. You are a perfect person to ask, not just about his great appearance on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show last night, but his recent BBC interview with Zane Lowe and all the things that he's been saying lately. Do you have any kind of an impression? I'll play some tape from last night, but do you have any kind of an impression on the megalomaniac genius that is Kanye West?
Well, you've already cast your judgment.
Yes, we have.
By framing it that way. But, you know, is it shtick? Is he really believe this stuff? Or is he just such a severe narcissist that he's saying things that you almost can't imagine somebody saying?
It's hard to imagine
somebody thinks like that.
Here's the thing, though, Dr. Drew, and I think this has something to do with it. To me, he's a great artist.
Yes.
His music is amazing.
Okay.
So it seems like because that's the case, it might be a little easier for him to actually believe that about himself.
The fact is he's a singer, right? A musician.
Not just that, Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Well, play me a tape. I want to react to some of this.
All right. Here's just a short clip from his appearance with Jimmy Kimmel last night where he said multiple times during the interview he called himself a genius.
You know, for me to say I wasn't a genius, I would just be lying to you and to myself.
Now, are we asking for false humility from celebrities? Like, if Tom Hanks says, I'm a great actor and I've won a bunch of Oscars and I can prove it, people would think he's a dick. But the truth is, he is a great actor and he's won a bunch of Oscars because he is a great actor. Is it okay for celebrities to say, I am great at what I do?
Yes, it's fine to be able to self-assess and say, I'm amongst the best and I'm great. But to throw the genius word around...
Oh, he says genius. He said that 3 times last night on Kimmel.
Einstein was a genius, guys. You need to have there suggests some sort of extreme cognitive ability. Not just, you could say I'm an artistic genius.
Yeah, no.
I guess you could qualify it that way, or I'm amongst artistic geniuses, because that's a
No. To him, there's no equal.
Well, he compares himself to everyone from Steve Jobs to Jesus in the most two recent interviews that he's done.
When I was delusional. when people start saying I'm Jesus, I'm Napoleon, I Napoleon didn't say he was Napoleon. You know what I'm saying?
He just was Napoleon.
Right. He just was what he did. He didn't worry about being Jesus or Napoleon.
All right. Let me play this other clip for you, because Kanye does have a legitimate beef, I think, with how crazy his life is as a result of the paparazzi. The paparazzi make many celebrities' lives miserable. Maybe Kanye's more than ever, because A, he's got a terrible personality, and he gets really, really angry, and B, because he's got this girlfriend Kim Kardashian, which has just gotta bring every camera in the world onto his doorstep. And here's what he said, and listen to the punk ass way he ends this quote from last night's Jimmy Kimmel appearance.
The way paparazzi talk to me and my family is disrespectful also. You know what I'm saying? We bring something of joy to the world. When people hear my music, they have a good time, and I should be respected as such when I walk down the street. Don't ask me a question about something you saw in the tabloids. Don't try to antagonize me. Because you know what? It's not safe for you in this zoo. You know, never think that I'm not from Chicago for one second.
Yeah! Meaning I'm going to beat your ass if I don't like a question that you ask. I mean, what's going on with that lashing out, do you think, Doc?
Well, it's aggression. Listen, you cannot blame people for getting frustrated with paparazzi. I mean, you know, whether you're Alec Baldwin or Kanye West, it must be very, very difficult.
But can't Kanye West say, wow, I joined the wrong family? If I don't like the paparazzi.
Well, that's the point. You signed up for this stuff.
Right.
And that is the world we live in today, and the kinds of things people are interested in. And maybe he's saying, and I'm going to cut him a little slack on this one. Maybe his point is, hey, can you please appreciate me for what I do and not for all this tabloid nonsense? And I can understand that, because, you know, one of the things that I did say in that book that I wrote was taking issue with the way press is delivered through the tabloids, because it's so cheap, and we are such idiots in the way we consume it. So I think that's a challenge. The gauntlet is down to us. I'm going to back him up on that one.
But how about that. when he goes on a national TV show and essentially says I'm going to fight with you if you anger me when I walk, you know, when I walk past your camera? I mean, that just seems immature and foolish for a guy who's up on charges right now for beating a photographer at LAX.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's back. Now you're back to the grandiosity and the narcissism. I mean, to be this narcissistic and this grandiose, you know, he had this kind of interesting relationship with his mom. Right?
Right.
We all kind of know about that.
Yeah, right,
And she probably never, this is the danger of never allowing a child to assess reality. You know, telling them they're always the best, always the greatest, they're better than other kids. And those kids, when they're little, mistreat other kids horribly.
Right.
It'd be really interesting to hear how he was when he was very, very young. I would predict that he was abusive to other children.
Wow.
And now he's continuing to act that out now. And the problem is that he's achieved stature where he can act it all out on all of us.
Dr. Drew, right. Am I a bad person because I like his music and I like that he's crazy? He's entertaining when he does interviews. Let's give him that.
Well, Kevin, you're a bad person.
Okay.
But that has nothing to do with that particular assessment.
For other reasons.
I want to try to cut the guy some slack here and there. And because, again, some of this may be shtick and stuff, but the extreme quality of this, you know, when you start comparing yourself to great historical figures or the world's greatest minds.
And he said there's never going to be another Elvis. There's just me.
Well,
right. You know, stuff like that.
Where's Jimmy in all this? How did Jimmy react? I didn't see.
Jimmy at one point asked him if he thought he brought some of this on himself and that other people consider him a jerk.
And what'd he say?
He
doesn't care.
He doesn't care,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then that's the narcissist.
And then the rest of it, Jimmy just let him go, which is the thing to do with Kanye because he's
right.
Awesome.
You can't reel him in. I feel like, and the final word here, Drew, because we have to go, and I know you do too. You win 21 Grammys. He's 30 years old or 35 years old, whatever it is. He's won 21 Grammys, yet he's on TV complaining that he's not getting enough respect. You know, it's just there's something weird about this to me. I don't know.
I don't know him. I know nothing about him. But is there ever been a substance issue for him?
Not that we're aware of.
Because addicts will think like this, too, where they're so disconnected. And you're like, what are they talking about? How can this possible? They see negativity everywhere and yet not necessarily looking at their own stuff. And of course, that's
interesting. That's a great way to put it, because he does seem like a guy who's able to see the worst in every situation. Like when he wins 5 Grammys for an album, if it didn't win Album of the Year, he goes home pissed off.
Yeah, and there it's never enough. It's all, again, if you read my book, it's all the emptiness inside, and it's never good enough. It's a bottomless pit. And part of having a personality disorder is you blame the world for everything, and you never can look at your piece in it ever. And he kind of fits that profile.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Dr. Drew on call Monday through Friday night on HLN, and of course with our good friend Mike Catherwood here on K-Rock Sunday through Thursday nights at 10. Thanks, Doc. We enjoyed it.
Back at 8:56.
The star of one of the greatest TV shows in television history, The Shield, Michael Chiklis, joins us in studio coming up after the top of the hour and tell you how you can meet him and party with him at an event coming up here in a couple of weeks. That's on the way. First, though, in for Ralph Garman in the Showbiz Beat this hour, our friend DJ Omar Khan.
Hey, guys. I need to have my drugs. Vic Mackey's in the next room.
Yeah. That's right.
Vic Mackey, dude.
DJ Omar Khan.
Kevin, bend over, dude. I got to stuff him somewhere, dude.
That's just the role he played.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm confused. Hollywood Showbiz News. We Are Men got canceled.
Yeah.
You know that comedy, or comedy in quotes, that starred Hollywood show killer, Jerry O'Connell.
I think Did we talk to him yesterday or 2 days ago?
I think like Monday. Yeah, and he promised us that he was going to come on the show either way on Monday.
Yes, yeah,
but
he did.
We're getting the talk from his people that he is
not doing any.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder why.
I wouldn't either. I feel bad for Jerry. We talked about this earlier. It wasn't his fault. He was very funny on that show, as he is on every show he's on. It just the show had bigger problems than Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell.
Hollywood show killer. SNL hasn't been funny in 10 years.
Yeah.
Bean's the only person that I know that watches it.
Yeah.
So this past weekend, Miley Cyrus was the guest host.
I watched this one.
Oh,
for that
did?
Reason, yeah.
Okay. This happened.
Why do you keep doing that thing with your tongue?
I'm having tiny strokes, yo.
I'm having tiny strokes, yo.
And everybody loved it and laughed?
No, it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
It's never been funny. So you watched it? Was there anything that was funny on that show?
There were a few things that were funny that didn't include her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Good. Well, the reason I play that clip is because the Stroke Association is up in arms because she made that joke.
Yeah.
People were getting offended left and right for every single thing.
Yeah.
One of the reps said, sticking out your tongue is not a sign of having a stroke. And they also included that it's not a laughing matter. But he also said, but problems with speech is. And I brought in an example.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ.
Well, the call letters are new. I can understand why you'd have trouble with some of the letters.
I just had a stroke.
How dare you? I think it is a laughing matter. the Jonas Brothers. Oh, man. The Joe Bros.
Yeah.
They're on the outs.
No.
What?
Yeah, in a couple of days, they were supposed to start a 19-date tour, but now they've realized that their music sucked.
Is that the actual?
That's what I'm reading right here.
PR
right
statement?
You see that?
Yeah, that's your writing.
You
yeah.
wrote that.
So yeah, it's okay. True.
Right. Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
That's true.
How are we going to live in a world where there's no more Jonas Brothers, Omar? What are you going to have to play when you DJ now?
That's true. No more Joe Bros? It's got to be Miley Cyrus all the time.
Oh, Nick Jonas is so cute.
All right, I want Lisa May to introduce this next story.
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson? I may be a little drunk.
Craig Robinson, Lisa. Craig Robinson is what you were trying to say
Craig
there.
Robinson.
That happened.
Yeah, that's right. He was in the Bahamas this past weekend for a comedy show, and he got found with drugs. He got found with a half a gram of marijuana and 18 ecstasy pills.
Ooh.
That's good times, right?
Ooh.
Where was he?
The Bahamas.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, for sure. He told the court that he brought the drugs from the U.S., and he didn't know that they were illegal in the Bahamas. But this is the cool thing. He paid a $1,000 fine.
That's it?
And they said, get out of the country. Booyah.
Really?
That's all he had to do.
And you've already booked your tickets?
Absolutely. I'm going to the Bahamas. That's my party spot now.
USA!
Nope.
USA!
Remember when we were talking to Kevin Smith and he wanted to get this Tusk movie financed?
Yes.
Well, it finally happened. Demarest Films will be financing and producing the film. And it's starring Justin Long and Michael Park, and it will begin shooting November 4th in North Carolina. So good news for our friend Kevin Smith.
All right.
For people that haven't been paying attention, it's about following a podcaster who sets out to interview an eccentric seafarer only to find himself involved. My writing's all honked up. Finding a problem with his – he finds himself in a gruesome plot of a deranged killer.
Yes.
Sorry.
What's it like to be in your own moment with for the first time ever, Omar? Not so much fun in this room, is it?
I copy and pasted the wrong thing.
We're going to need you to go in the other room and make that a moment with.
All right.
DJ Omar Khan.
A lot easier to cut up other people's tape and make fun of them, isn't it, DJ Omar Khan?
I have one last story, and this is by far the best. I found this audio clip on TMZ.com. Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner are getting divorced, and now, obviously, the paparazzi are probably going wild crazy, you know, on that.
Sure.
So they were following Bruce Jenner yesterday, and this is what happened.
Whose decision was it?
For divorce sex?
Go f*** yourself. You hear me? Get out of my face.
The news is out, man. It's on
E! Go f*** yourself.
You guys probably sold the story to E! News for your ratings for your show.
Oh, go f*** yourself.
He's consistent.
Yeah, oh, go after yourself.
He's very
go
consistent.
Go after yourself. I found that just so funny.
That's Bad Grandpa. That's who that is, right?
That's exactly who it is. God, go after yourself. Celebrity birthday. Singer David Lee Roth is 59 today. Actor Bradley Whitford is 54. Mario Lopez is 40.
Lopez.
But I did Lopez. You see what I did
there?
Yeah, okay. What you did. NASCAR racer Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 39. Singer Maya is 34. Singer from Marina and the Diamonds, Marina, is 28. And the actress Amy Teagarden is 24. And that's Ralph Shubba's Beat.
In our Look Who the Cat Dragged In department, ladies and gentlemen, Emmy and Golden Globe winner Michael Chiklis back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's K-Rock. How you been?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Missed you, man. We haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, I've been, you know, working and, you know, one thing leads to another, raising kids, and here I am.
Here you watching are. Your Red Sox.
Yes. Oh, you know, listen. I am so dying for a Red Sox-Dodgers meeting.
Yes, that's what all baseball fans
come
want
to on,
see.
That's a real World Series, right?
I think the Dodgers fans would love that, too.
Right, and it just happens to be my two teams. I'm really greedy. I mean, that's my of course, I'd have to go with the Red Sox. Sorry, guys, but that's, you know.
If the Dodgers were playing anybody else, you'd be rooting for the Dodgers.
Correct.
Because it's Boston, you got to go with Boston.
Got to talk.
So, tell me, I know we have a bunch of stuff we got to talk about here in your visit today, Michael, but tell me what it was like. So you grew up as a Red Sox fan. I know you're from Massachusetts.
I did.
So most of your adult life, they went nowhere. They never won anything, ever. And then all of a sudden...
How about 40 years until 2004? And yeah, basically my grandmother felt like she could die because of it.
Right.
You know, the first person to answer the call me when we won, I was up doing the first Fantastic Four movie. I'm in a hotel room by myself. With a bottle of scotch in my hands, ready to pull the cork, and here comes the last pitch, and we, you know, toss to first, we win the World Series, and the phone rings, and I go, and it's my grandmother, it's my yaya, and she goes, the last time these effing guys did this, I was one, and like 3 months later, she died, and there was nothing wrong with her. I think she just went like, I'm good, I saw it finally.
She would have held on forever.
Oh, yeah. But she was good. And, you know, so 40 years, long suffering.
It's amazing. But my question was going to be, so that was amazing because you thought, oh, thank God I live on the earth in a time where I can see the Red Sox win the World Series. Then they win the World Series again, what, like 3 years later?
07, I was there. I got pulled on the field by Curt Schilling. I know I sound obnoxious, but there was.
Wow.
You know, I got to live out that whole Jimmy Fallon movie thing. I did that.
You were on the
that
field
happened.
In the post-game celebration.
I have pictures. It happened. I got pulled onto the field by Kurt, and it was just mayhem.
I'm sure you didn't fight.
No, we did not fight. We were happy. It was elation.
That's a dream.
It was crazy.
I took some
of the mound dirt and put it in a thing with my ticket, and it's on my desk. Yeah.
Dirt from
I'm
the mound.
Mental, yes.
You are mental.
Here I am with a Dixie cup throwing dirt from the mound, and people are like going, what are you doing? I'm like, we just won the World Series. I'm taking some of this place.
Taking it all. Like second base or something.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to go overboard. It would have been hard to shove that in my pants.
So you go your whole life waiting for them to win. They finally win. Then they win it again almost immediately. But now you're spoiled because now you're outraged.
Well, Red Sox, though. I'm triply spoiled because all of a sudden, like, the world shifted on its axis. I don't know what happened.
Boston won everything. The Bruins
we became
won.
Title
the Patriots.
Town.
I know.
Patriots
you won title
go
town.
Three times. Bruins win for the first time since the 70s. I'm like, what? It's Armageddon. It really is.
There are 12-year-olds who live in Boston who have seen a championship in every major sport in their lifetime.
The old New England guys going to the kids going, you don't know anything. Yep. You think this is the way it is.
You know? Aren't you kind of spoiled now, Michael? Because now you probably are really, like, get irritable if the Red Sox go more than 3-4 years without a title now. What a different world you're in.
Strange arrogance and entitlement all of
you're
a sudden.
You're practically a Yankees fan.
Like, it's horrible, you know. But you know what it is? It's sort of like, you know, you get beaten up enough, you just want some payback finally. You know what I mean? And it just feels so good to see the teams go, you know, doing well. Listen, people said for years that the Red Sox were cursed.
Right.
We weren't cursed by the Bambino. We were cursed with stupidity. We just didn't do it right. We weren't smart, you know. I could go on and on about it, but the fact of the matter is we're being smart across the board. You look at guys like Belichick. You know, they're smart. They know how to play the game. Tom Brady's brilliant. And he has his haters, you know.
I love Belichick because no matter what, he's never happy. I do love that.
Well, but you know
he's
what?
He's never happy.
You know what? He's class. He's always looking to improve. He's not self-aggrandizing and self-promoting. Have you ever heard Tom Brady disparage someone else? Have you ever heard him?
I don't think so.
Talk
smack?
That's
interesting. And
you won't either because he's class, full on. And he takes the hits and he just holds his head up and says, look, I'm throwing my best at it. I'm throwing 1,000% of myself at it.
And usually that's better than everyone else.
Yeah.
But the Patriots,
they
are the least convincing 4-1 team, though, right? I mean,
look at what's gone on, you know.
They lost all the receivers.
Yeah. You know what? I feel bad. We could talk sports all day, but we probably should talk about the Blue Jean Ball.
We're gonna get to that. We have time.
Okay, good.
By the way, have you been dragged onto the field after a Super Bowl? Have you done that yet?
I introduced the Patriots. I forget which year it was. It was when that's how many times we've been to the Super Bowl. When we beat Philly. Will Smith introduced Philly. And I introduced the Patriots, which was insane. You know, I mean, one of the wonderful things, obviously, about celebrity is you get to do these crazy, insane
things that no one should ever.
Right, yeah, right. That make my Boston guys hate me. You know, like,
and the funny thing is that we're watching from the outside going, well, it totally makes sense that Chiklis is there because he's a big star. But inside, you're still like 8-year-old Michael Chiklis, and you're freaking out.
I'm my 14-year-old daughter at a Justin Bieber concert. I'm completely out of my mind. Yeah, you know.
Did you play any sports coming up, Michael?
I did. I was the captain of my football team.
Really?
Yeah, I played.
Well, you have aspirations to play further?
No, I didn't. You know, I just knew. I knew I was going to go into acting, which was, you know,
they were like,
yeah, I was in a production of Romeo and Juliet like my junior year, and they called me Juliet all year. I took my hits for sure. It keeps you humble, but I love team sports. I love playing. And my daughter is a big time athlete right now, and she's doing great. And you know. I think it's very important developmentally. I love working with people, and it really helped me in terms of being an actor because it really is a team sport on a film. You know, shows like The Shield, that's a team collaboration.
Of course, you know? All right, we got to take a break. Michael Chiklis is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk about what he's up to Hollywood-wise, and we're also going to tell you all about the Blue Jean Ball, which is coming up October the 24th, benefiting Autism Speaks. I assume that's a charity that's near and dear to your heart as well, Michael?
It has become. You know, it started with The Shield, as a matter of fact. You know, fortunately, I just want to be clear, thankfully it hasn't affected my family directly. But a lot of people around me
feel bad saying that, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Because, you know, well, what happens is when a charity becomes near and dear to you, there's the assumption that there's a direct effect. You know, the one that's directly affecting me right now personally is I'm doing a lot of work with Alzheimer's because my mom is suffering from Alzheimer's. And that's something that I'm also working with too. You know, listen, it's life and it's horrible. It's something that we're all working on. With Autism Speaks, I became aware of the malady of playing Vic Mackey when they wrote one of my kids as having Alzheimer's. I'm sorry, forgive me. And it started from there, and one thing led to another. You learn more and more about it. You learn statistics like now, you know, 1 in 88 children are going to be diagnosed with autism, and that's startling. And
it is.
And you see close friends of yours, then there are a number of them in my sphere who are dealing with this on a daily basis, and it's devastating. I mean, like, it's a minimum of something like $66,000 a year in extra costs for each family.
Wow.
You know, it's really, really difficult. And because it's of the mind, because it's not like when you have a heart problem, it's a pump. It's a it's a piece of machinery, and they've become incredibly good at dealing with it because they can go in there and fix it. You have a hip problem, they'll replace your hip. The brain and things that are of the mind, because they're not tangible, they're incredibly frustrating to deal with.
Of course. Yeah.
And there's a tremendous amount of mystery surrounding them. So people are like looking at it going like, what is this? Why is this happening? So they're looking into cause. They're looking obviously into cure, but they need to find cause and they need to help the people on the ground because there's a sea of people now that are affected. And it's not something that just was it's not something that was it's a relatively new thing. It's not like, oh, they just weren't diagnosing it 100 years ago. This is something that has happened.
Oh, really? I assumed we just got better at
I don't think so. Think so. I think this is something that's like
it's a result of the government shutdown is my theory.
It predates that a little.
All right. We need to take a break, Michael. We will talk more about this, though. Michael Chiklis is here. The Blue Jean Ball is happening later this month on the 24th at Boulevard 3 in Los Angeles. Great event, by the way. Maria Menounos is going to be there, your fellow Bostonian. Dave Grohl is going to be there, the Great White Buffalo. We'll tell you all about it and more with our guest, Michael Chiklis. Why don't we return after this on K-Rock?
We're trying desperately to get Michael Chiklis to come out of his shell, but it's,
it's not working out. I'm sorry.
Michael's in here today to remind you of the Blue Jean Ball benefiting Autism Speaks, which is coming up on Thursday, October 24th at Boulevard 3 on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. You are going to be co-hosting the event with Maria Menounos. Special acoustic performance by Dave Grohl. Now, do you know Dave at all?
I don't, but I can't wait to meet him.
You
fellow
will love
rock and roller. I hear nothing but that he's the greatest guy. He's very down earth.
So few people exceed your expectations. You think he's going to be the coolest guy in the world, and then he's better than that.
And then he is.
He's even cooler.
That's so awesome.
It's crazy.
I can't wait.
Oh,
you're going to have so much fun.
I hate him for it. I got to be honest.
Also, the excellent man White Buffalo is going to be performing as well. Now, it's a costly ticket, by the way. But it's for a great cause. You're trying to raise money for lots of different programs having to do with diagnosing autism and treating autism and helping families with kids with autism. As you said, it's certainly something that's very prevalent in this society. So I hope you can raise a lot of money for that. You can go to autismspeaks.com, autismspeaks.com if you want more information or you want to buy tickets. Now, are you going to be jumping on the drums or anything, Michael, while you're there that night?
Well, it's an acoustic set. Why are you rubbing the salt in? I would have died to do that. If Foo Fighters was going full on, I would have jumped right in. Absolutely.
Here's Michael Chiklis.
You strike me as maybe the angriest drummer alive. Like, that's where you take out your aggressions.
I used to put, like, pictures of people on the heads.
Were you ever in a band?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in bands. Right? Man, I'm in a band now. I got 4 singles out. Look up Michael Chiklis Band.
You're in a band now.
As a matter of fact, it's a very exciting week. You know, that's my brand new DW kit. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I literally just got that kit set up in my house. And in my what's going to be my new studio, and I just like a 12-year-old, I jumped on him and just started playing, and you know, a friend of mine shot me while I was doing it, and then I just put it online to just go like, look what I got, DW, the guys that made Neil Peart's kit made my kit.
And
it's a sick kit. It's beautiful. DW is their drum gods. They're amazing. And they did this incredible kit for me, custom made. And I was just excited. And I just threw this little solo on. And you know, it's just fun. Now, but it's a very exciting week, though. I have a console coming. And this is like when the
studio. Oh, you're building
studio.
A studio.
Yeah, it's a real studio. We're going to record some real music there, and
Grohl's Sound City documentary, right?
Yeah, well, you know, that's and one of the things that inspired me. I can't wait to talk to him about it because they basically, you know, put a console in, you know, like a garage, and you know,
that was it.
Fired it up, and you know, listen, things have changed a lot in the business now. It's to get in the studio when we were in college, it was like we had to work for a year to get in there for 3 days from 6 to 12, by the way, because it was not prime time, you know. Now you can own a world-class studio for not an insane amount of money. I mean, I'm fortunate that I can actually afford this, but – you know, I can't wait because look, this is my midlife crisis. Other guys, other guys buy a Ferrari. I'm going to make music until I'm dead. That's what I'm going to do.
So you're going to be calling the band over, and you're just going to be recording
cranking music
at your house whenever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty fun.
Are there people around town that are going, it's chickless, don't answer? Is that happening yet?
No, actually, it's been really cool. Listen, no, the band's legit. And, you know, it, just FYI, when you listen to the music, when you go and listen to the band on iTunes, that's me and my best friend from Boston file sharing across the country on ClickTrack.
Really?
Yeah. It's a different world that you can do that.
You don't have to be anywhere near each other.
Now, do you sing too, Michael?
I'm the singer of the band.
You are the singer of the band. You write songs too?
I do.
Now, are you guys good, or are you guys just good for celebrity bands?
Hey, no, that's the thing. Great question. You know what? I'll leave that up to the fans. I'll leave that. You know, I think that immediately when you're an actor, there's a level of eye roll, like, you know, whatever. But, you know, if you crank 5 seconds, crank 10 seconds of The Connection, which
What's
is one of our.
What's the name of the band?
It's called Michael Chiklis Band.
Okay.
Crank.
How
you
will
we
remember that?
Right. So, crank that.
What does he sound like, guys? What does Michael sound like as a singer? He sounds like somebody.
I've been accused of some things, some people.
Miley Cyrus is all that comes to mind.
I hear a little Hetfield in him. That's what I'm hearing. No, Metallica.
Oh, Metallica.
Oh, I can see a little sound. Yeah, you got a good voice, Michael.
Thanks, brother.
You had a good voice. That is. That's.
I think a lot of people won't even check it out. You know, initially they just take that position, like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I've been a musician my whole life. You know, I come from a musical family. My mother was an opera singer, and it's just, you know, that pesky acting career got in the way. And but like, you know, my buddy Bob called about 4 years ago, and he said, "Chicky, you know, look, it's late in the day. Let's not worry about outcomes. Let's just make music because we've always been really good at it.
Because you love it and it's fun.
And that's a really great organic place to go to come from.
Yeah.
I can't believe I used the term organic, but but there it is. But it's true. And we just, you know, we have fun and we love it. And the band is heavy. You know,
that's awesome.
The band's good.
Congratulations, man.
Cheers. Thank you.
Congratulations. Before you go, and again, I'll give the information again about the Blue Jean Ball benefiting Autism Speaks. You can go to autismspeaks.com. Maria Menounos co-hosting with our friend Michael Chiklis, Dave Grohl performing along with White Buffalo. It's going to be Boulevard 3, West Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles on October the 24th.
That's two weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
There you go, autismspeaks.com. What are you working on right now?
I just wrapped a really cool movie called When the Game Stands Tall. You guys aware of the Northern California De La Salle football team that won 151 games straight over 13 years? Incredible story. And it's Jim Caviezel, myself, and Laura Dern. Really great cast. This great cast of young men. Usually when you get a group of like 18 to 21-year-old men in a cast, that's a problem. You know?
But these, a bunch of them.
Yeah. The boys who played the football players in this movie are exceptional. Really, really good.
And you play what, coach?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jim and I play the coaches of this team. Incredibly, the most successful team in terms of a winning streak in history. Think about that. 151 games. Who wins 151 games over 13 years without a loss?
Insane. That's
doesn't
insane.
Happen, Nobody, especially in Division I.
The Harlem Globetrotters, hello.
It's incredible, you know, but it's really about their philosophy and the way they handled, you know, the game, approach the sport. Talk about class and dignity and respect.
Hey, it's a football movie, man. We're in.
It's very Rudy. It's a football movie. Sort of, you know, Hoosiers kind of a feel, even though that's basketball, but that kind of a sports movie that really is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I love
that
kind of movie. Unfortunately, not for a while. It's because we just finished it, and they want to open it in conjunction with football season. So
probably not until next
August. Yeah.
Okay. So,
move that.
Well,
up.
Listen, you're always welcome on the Kevin DeBeach Show. We love having you in. And I've just been told we have a pair of tickets to give away to the Blue Jean Ball. How about that? You've been hearing us talk about this great event. Now you can win it. Be caller 20 right now at 1-800-520-1067. Everybody else, get your tickets at autismspeaks.com. Michael, thanks for the time, man.
You bet, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin DeBeach Show at 9:39.
How great is Michael Chiklis? How much fun is that guy?
Love
He's the
him.
Best.
I love him. It's weird, though, because when you're a guy who's so well known for being such an iconic TV character, I want to be terrified when I look at him because he's Vic Mackey, for God's
sakes.
Sure. But he's the nicest guy in the world, and it just kind of is disorienting a little bit.
He'd kick your ass.
Oh, I know he could. Okay. He absolutely could.
All right.
Ralph Garman called in sick today. You'll have to make your own mind up whether he was fibbing or not, or he just wanted to sleep in. But he is not here. He'll be back tomorrow, we hope. In the meantime, we're filling in on the Showbiz Beat. I got some ratings information on our friend Jimmy Kimmel for his late-night ABC show last night with Kanye West as his very special guest.
Yes.
Total viewer averages are not yet available, but preliminary Nielsen estimates of some of the country's biggest markets show that Jimmy Kimmel Live averaged a 1.2 rating, a 6 share in adults 18 to 49, which is combined what The Tonight Show and Letterman had together.
Wow.
So huge night for Jimmy Kimmel with Kanye West. And I ordinarily wouldn't recommend you go online the next day and watch an entire show, but you owe it to yourself to sit down and go through all of the Kanye interview because there's too many great highlights. You're going to miss something if you don't watch the whole thing. I mean, at one point, Kanye talked for 8 minutes straight while Jimmy just sat there, probably thinking about pizza.
Go to youtube.com/Jimmy Kimmel, and he's got 6 clips of the show up there.
Right. Now, here's one thing that I did want to play for y'all, because I think this deserves some conversation. Again, Kanye West last night on Jimmy Kimmel.
By the way, I want to shout out the stars of the Walk of Fame right quick because they said something about they're not going to put my girl on the Walk of Fame because, you know, she's a reality star. It's like people are so, so dated and not modern. It's like there's no way a Kim Kardashian shouldn't have a star on the Walk of Fame. It's like
easy
ridiculous old like concepts.
There's no way Kim Kardashian should not have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Please discuss.
No. stupid and dumb.
I mean, she's one of the most popular personalities on TV, but do you need... I mean, the argument, I guess, would be, on the other side, don't you need some sort of talent?
Right. I don't know. I mean,
you need to point at that star and say, this is what this person did.
But if she's well known enough for being on TV...
Mm-hmm.
But for doing nothing.
I don't... But if she's successful and she's on TV,
nothing? Okay, look, so now we put people who are successful at doing nothing.
I'm not saying it should
Adam
be done,
West
but it just seems
to
like
it's
I know. Yeah. Well, he's crazy for thinking that she's a shoe in.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I mean, I think she would be the first reality TV star to have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame that I could think of. I mean, I was thinking about this last night. Has anyone ever?
Do they put porn stars up there?
No, they don't.
Well, then no.
Well, anyway, I just want to say this because it's very possible that somebody who was applauding that in the Jimmy Kimmel Live audience last night is listening to our show. And I say to you, shame on you. Shame on you.
Especially the one that went, what?
Right, exactly. Bring it down.
just take it easy. You don't need to get that excited. Let's talk about Owen Wilson. He is something. Star Magazine is reporting that he had sex with his married personal trainer, who is 6 months pregnant with his baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ruh-roh.
She is separated from her husband, but he was being trained by her, and now she's going to have his baby. And he has no intention of
they're not together
being with her.
Yeah.
So that's how that works.
Right. Yeah.
When you're a celebrity.
He is the butterscotch stallion. Let's never forget that. you can just go around just knocking up everybody in the world if you're famous enough, I guess.
Famous or rich enough. I would guess Rich would play into it.
Here's an interesting story that I don't think we've covered out of the world of Miley Cyrus. You know, she had recently had a her album is just came out on Tuesday. It's going to debut. I don't know how many it'll sell, but it'll easily be the number one album in America by this time next week. She just is coming off of two number one hit singles in a row. The most recent one was called Wrecking Ball. Well, the guy who produced that is a guy named Dr. Luke. He's one of the most famous producers in the business. He worked half the songs you hear on Kiss FM are Dr. Luke productions. He does Kesha. He does Britney Spears. He does Katy Perry. He does lots of music. He's a hit maker. He's like the Neptunes. You know, you go to right. Pharrell if you want a hit. Dr. Luke is that guy. Well, he made a bet. He liked the song Wrecking Ball, thought it had no chance of being number one. In
oh,
fact,
really?
He was willing to bet against Miley Cyrus on that song going to number one, a song that he produced. He said, it's not going to go to number one. If it does, I'm going to buy you a toilet like the one that I have. It's a name brand called a Numi. It sells for about $10,000.
Why would somebody pay that much money to drop a deuce in?
It's the ultimate in potty technology, Kevin. That's why.
What the hell?
I want to read. I don't have time right now. I want to find out more about what you get out of this toilet. But it has a maybe, Dave, you could look it up right now. It's Numi, N-U-M-I. One feature it does have is a Bluetooth receiver built into the toilet that can stream music from a smartphone.
How much time are you spending up there?
Maybe Omar needs this. By the way, this article says you can buy it on Amazon. I said it's a $10,000 toilet, but apparently they're having a sale on Amazon right now. You can get this toilet for only $6,653.30.
I'm
in. Sold for right now.
I'm saving $4,000.
As of the time of this post, there were only three left on Amazon.com. But they made a bet, and Miley Cyrus was asked about it in an interview with The New Yorker this week, and she said, I'm happy. I'm definitely going to hold him to it. Quote, I'll be thinking of him every time I go, end quote. So there you go. Betting toilets. That's how the rich and
famous. That's what you want. You want somebody to be thinking about you when they're on the toilet.
Right.
Exactly. This is not necessarily a showbiz story, but I love it so much. You know, I love the high-speed chases, especially when they're on local TV.
Oh, yeah.
And they preempt everything, and I'm good with that, except for sports. I wish they wouldn't preempt sports. But everything else can be preempted. I'll watch for hours. An Ohio man was driving at three times the legal alcohol limit. He drove through a drive-thru at McDonald's. And somebody called and said, hey, this guy's super drunk. You should pull him over. So they got behind him, and he led him. His name is Randall Miller. And he led them on a high-speed chase until he finished his Big Mac.
That's my man.
Then he pulled over. That was it. He just wanted to finish.
Of course.
They wouldn't let him finish.
No, they would have slapped that out of his hand.
He led him on a high-speed chase until he finished his Big Mac.
Fantastic.
And then pulled. Yeah, I know you're happy with that, Muggs. He's your hero. And then pulled over.
Here's the best piece of tape of the week. I want to thank DJ Omar Khan for bringing this in to us today. Bruce Jenner was caught up with, I think, in a Starbucks by the paparazzi. You know, the TMZ reporters are out there asking the celebrities questions. And this is a big story right now. Bruce Jenner legitimately is in the news because it's been reported that he and his wife, Kris Jenner, are separating after 22 years of marriage. So the photographer wanted to ask him a couple of questions about it. Bruce, although we've heard he's happy to be getting out of the marriage and looking forward to maybe getting a big payday from half of Kris Jenner's money, he wasn't exactly in the mood to talk about it on this day.
Whose decision was it?
For divorce next?
Go f*** yourself. You hear me? Get out of my face.
The news is out, man. It's on E!
Go f*** yourself.
You guys probably sold the story to E! News for your ratings for your show.
Oh, go f*** yourself.
I like that he doesn't feel the need to switch it up any. He's good with that message.
He sounds like, hey, you kids, get off my lawn, doesn't he?
Yeah. He does.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Celebrity birthdays today. David Lee Roth, perhaps the best singer of Van Halen that all of the members in Van Halen hate. 59 years old. Bradley Whitford is 54. Maria Lopez is 40. NASCAR racer Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 39. Maya's 34. Singer Marina Diamonds of Marina and the Diamonds is 28. And actress Amy Teagarden is 24 years old. And that is the Showbiz Beat. Tomorrow morning, brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's going to be a huge show tomorrow.
Is it?
We might need to start this one early. And we need to let the people down the line know that we're going to be going long tomorrow. We'll probably be on until noon. We have a movie beat because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have Denise Nevada. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. You probably don't recognize the name, but they're having a nude dog walk to benefit San Bernardino Valley Humane Society.
Well,
my
that's
dog
a wonderful
is
cost.
Always nude.
The people are going to be nude.
What?
Nice. I wish you would have finished, though. You finished with the laugh. It doesn't.
I do, too.
Robert Kirkman will be on the program tomorrow talking about The Walking Dead coming back this Sunday night. Rhys Darby will be in studio.
He's hilarious.
He's
I love
him. He's the best. Cousin Sal will be here with his picks for the NFL and much more for tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and